This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy. You think it, we'll say it.
Yeah. Hey. General Pawn Deck, Smith and Wesson upon the borderline. Test the sound and yet that same time. Yeah, General Steel, one half of Smith and Wesson, 1/8 of the grid. You know how we do when we with the boo boo. Hey, what's up, baby? DJ Sarah Love, you know how we do. Always, all days. Walk tone, you know, let it go.
Yo, check it. Rugged as Godwana. I advise you not to stand beside her. Native tongue. Surprise, I didn't sign a tribe. You trying to block me out my blind side. Mind's out, why try? Wise guy, you got it made. Special egg. But not that special bus, that special bed. Oh, yeah. She knew the lead. She was the extra special head. I'm counting bread baskets. We brownies trying to out-rap you. You put that pencil on that pistol, boy, that let it catch you. Bad combo, lettuce and ketchup. Lettuce catch you slipping. Red crippin', my nigga, you color purple. Oh yeah, you old for Winfrey. I'm Boosberg, I squirt the mustard on ya. Old Da Vinci, old Da Vinci. I must smirk you. Steve Urkel blowing weed circles. You couldn't imagine if I unmasked true virtue. Forever blue with you, forever blow. Just cause you let us know you next to blue, I'm still forever blue. Red carpet, still they let us through. Oh yeah, we tailor too. Oh yeah, except it's you and Gator boots. Chuck T's only. Crush these phonies. They don't want beef now. Nah. They lunch meat bologna. We sitting on cheese like pepperoni. Except it's only one true master of the ceremony.
Big giants, man. Word up.
You can't compare to the status right here.
Naturally, I'm a comic, but naturally born psychotic. Highly skilled, constantly built like the mutants in Marvel Comics. Bishop mixed with Forge, cannons like Valley Forge. American Revolution, yeah, Comrade George. Every line I rhyme is mine, my signature's never forged. Cause no matter how rich you get, respects you can't afford. No flush to pass, the soda pass, I pass, always moving forward. Visionary, yes, very, but my abilities tend to vary. Edgar Casey, Ramanujan, let's sleep with more solutions. Before I jump, I yell Geronimo, rap. I'm with the movement, give praise to the last poets. Reference point to what I'm doing. Rappers say they gotta move it, now pal, that's just your bowels moving. Don't talk moving unless you real in the ghetto with some home improvement. Feeding the babies, feeding the schools, and making a change on the daily. Say you love your hood, but you not the nigga, you sound crazy. John Steph's my stride, nigga, always remains ginormous. Can hop, skip, and see all sides of the world's four corners. Make a gargantuan Goliath like the Nephilim. Godly, we titans and Anunnaki, modern Olympians. Looming over your city like the Jackson 5, but bigger, no glitter. Poor palms of pain, rivers of acid rain on you niggas.
Can you feel it? Nothing can save ya.
Big giants, man. Word up.
On the next level. Pay homage, acknowledge the best.
Let's get to it, bring them the best music. Beautifully blessed bars you can blast in a brown Buick. Asking the rats who is the truest of all. The mirror said it's tall, Reezy, then it fell off the wall. I never fell off at all, I fell back to record. Until the IA logo from Commissioner Gordon shine in my city. Ain't really been no shine in my city since the nigga Blue Trav after signing with Diddy. Straight out the gutter like Britney, had nothing like Whitney. So fuck faith like I'm Biggie, let's get rich. And 50 or die trying. If y'all shit the truth, then try lying. If they don't ride for you, then try driving. Shots firing at anybody feeling some type of way. Sincerely yours, nigga, Rich Homie Ray. Listen, without hyping in the press, but I write, bring them to rest. To Ray, sky suit blue with titans in the flesh.
Big giants, man, word up.
Living legend, spit fire, supply you the holy vivid like I'm stretching the talk. And provided the only difference is the steps on the ball. I rap like if you was tying up and catching your arm. My timing is roly driven, not a second will pause. Wait for it, you listen to me with your browser going. Where Google is cliff notes and you read with your mouth open. Like, oh, I get it now. Throwing a triple round, it's like three meanings and three reasons to king them now. They say the crown is weighty, but worth it if it should take me where I know that I've been at. But perhaps they gotta rate me. And when putting them rankings together, they know the daily is me and four others single-handedly place me. But still, from the side of the street where iron speaks and pussy still falls out the sky like I'm a sheik. The makings of a king and a scully forevermore. The titans on the run for this money like Eddie Judge. One time.
Big giants, man, word up.
Legendary worldwide.
Big giants, man, word up.
Making big moves, never faking moves.
Big giants. Big
What's up, y'all? Britain's own Slick Rick here, and you're listening to The Hip Hop Show with DJ Sarah Love and Myles Digi on Fubar Radio. Peace.
He loves you, really.
This is going to be an endless bunch of shout-outs for the rest of my life. Say my name wrong.
At the end of the year, we need to do a compilation of all the different ways that people have said your name, isn't it? Man. And that last cut, that was Blue and Knots, Giant Steps featuring Bishop Lamont, Torre, Sky Zoo. You got DJ Revolution on the cut there. That's taken from the EP Titans in the Flesh. And
powerful.
That's the duo's second project together. You know, you hear all that good stuff right here first on Fubar Radio.
That's right, mother lovers. You are in tune to the Hip Hop Show. We are here to warm your nether regions on this cold ass Monday and get you ready for the week, bitches and bitchettes.
But first of all, we have to say thank you to our homeboy, Ian Boldsworth. He's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours.
Shout out to MC Boldsworth. We're going to get this battle on, mate. I tell ya.
It's
the Christmas
do. Yeah.
Right, on the Christmas do, it's me and you, mate. Standing on the table at Shilly's, going at it bar for bar, mate.
Shilly's. And remember, you can listen back to his show or any Fubar show on the website. Last week, right here on this show, we spoke to legendary super producer Ski Beats.
Yeah, you're damn right.
And we had Flip Tricks performing live in the studio as well. So if you missed that or any of the shows, hit up fubarradio.com/hip-hop and get involved. But coming up today, we have more goodness for you.
Yep, we got a whole lot coming up today, mother lover.
We're going to be speaking to some family of Fife Dog of a tribe called Quest, giving us the lowdown on that massive event that happened last week. Of course, every week we have an invasion in the studio. We have our homeboy, Mysak Hayes.
Yeah, boy, my man tried to take over. But yeah, he's got another investigation coming up. So, you know, always look out for that and do give us your feedback, because these things are always important for the whole world, mother lovers.
I'm liking today's investigation.
It
warmed my heart. It brought a little tear to my eye.
It really did touch my heart.
So I'm
That's
looking
what
forward
Bubba
to
would say, bro. It really did touch my heart.
So I'm looking forward to see what the listeners have to say on that tip too. Plus, we'll be telling you all the illest parties happening this week in the world of hip hop, and we've got a massive open mic on the way as well, and so much new music to share with you. Brand new Tribe Called Quest. Rusty Jukes, he's back.
Children of Zeus, Melanin 9, and more, bitches and bitchettes.
And we love hearing from you guys, so hit us up on the hip-hop at foodbarradio.com, and you can find us on Twitter too. You can find me at DJ Sarah Love.
I'm at Mice Diggy, and of course at Fubar Radio.
Mice, right, I've been so ill this weekend.
Yeah, I was about to say, you sound all clogged up and
I couldn't even speak on Saturday.
Serious.
So I didn't make it to the Slick Rick
show. Yeah, I said,
from months ago, man. I was calling people all over the country. I was like, you know Slick Rick's coming. Make sure you get organised so you don't miss the show. This has been like one of the key moments of my life.
And I missed it. You got caught out there, innit? You didn't pay attention to your winter guilt. You went out there in flip-flops.
But today, winter guilt is officially over.
Yeah,
I think
now,
I've got like 4 layers on. I've got my Arctic coat. I've got my fur polo boots. But I saw a dude with summer guilt today on the way here. He was in a cardigan, just chilling, walking, strolling down the street.
Well, bareback with a cardigan.
I could see
naked with a cardigan on, walking around like, hey, man. What's going on?
It's
freedom.
All good.
You're not allowed to look at me like that because, you know.
But I'm thinking winter guilt is officially over. Yeah. So and so when I saw everybody was at the Slick Rick show on Saturday in London having fun, I was just like, I'm not going online at all until this is over.
I got to say, man. You fucked up by getting ill. Whatever happened, you should. Yeah, you might have to destroy your immune system for fucking your whole life up because you missed something really big.
By ignoring my African genes.
Serious, man. It was amazing. The Slick Rick gig. Oh. Shout out to everybody I saw down there. It was amazing to see so many people come out. And, you know, it was like we were all zombies just waiting for this event to happen. You know, like everyone, yeah, you good. But just in a zone, like ready to see a legendary moment go down. And it's like, welcome home, Slick Rick. We saw him down at O2 Forum on Saturday night.
You're honestly making me want to cry.
Yeah, I'm doing my best.
I'm a bit vulnerable because I've not been well, yeah, so.
All right, sorry.
Vulnerable, I'm tough.
Well,
can't mess with me.
Look, we went there to do the sound check at about 5 o'clock because I was performing with DJ Supreme. Shout out to DJ Supreme, man. Q-Rock.
That's how Mice rolls.
Yeah, that's how I was doing some famous ass shit for once. You know what I mean? I don't really get to do some hashtag famous ass shit that often. But this time I was doing it while Sarah was ill. I didn't make sure that she got ill by using somebody else's glass the other day. You know what I mean? It wasn't me that did that. No. I'm just putting it out there in case anybody thinks that, yeah? So I could do some famous ass shit for once. Because sometimes, you know, I need to do some. Now, but went down there. 5 o'clock. We meant to do sound check, yeah? Got there, bam, what's going on? We don't really know what's going on, but Slick Rick's still doing his sound check. You know, the crew was setting up, just making sure the stage was
because he was with the live band.
I'm allowed to say this shit now. At the time, it was like, excuse me, can y'all not film? Nobody film, okay? They're like, you know, we were telling, but we were watching this shit. We're watching Slick Rick do his sound check with his, you know, with the backing singers, drummer, DJ. And it was like, oh, shit, this is crazy. And he came out and it was cool. It was like, okay, he's doing his thing. And then after about 2 hours, it's like, okay, well, I was like, oh, no, let's just go get something to eat. Went, had something to eat, came back. We didn't even get the sound check. Were we pissed?
No way.
We was like, yo, do what you got to do, bro, because
I'm
welcome
just
home.
To be
yeah,
here,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. At the end of the day, if it weren't for you, we might not even be here doing what we're doing.
God,
so it's amazing.
That's incredible.
So we got to do our thing. Shout out to Dirty Goods. Ramson Bad Bones came down. We got to do the RIP remix live.
Oh, my gosh. And what was Slick Rick's set like?
I was going to shout out Amy True. She smashed it as well.
Yeah, I'll try to build it up so people know
how much they missed. Yeah, and it was amazing. And then Rodney P came on and did the Godfather thing. You know, he came and just mashed up the place. Shout out to 279. Billy Business was down there. John Z D was hosting alongside
I was going to say
braids.
Give him his
slap.
Correct.
If I said braids, I'd have just felt the slap. Just
slap at the braids.
Yeah. And then the moment came, man. Slick Rick comes on and the place just goes wild. Everyone's singing along to everything. He controls the stage. Just, you know, he doesn't need to move around. He's standing there. And it's a zone. You realize, like, how much influence this guy had on so many top-tier, you know, rappers that have influenced the world.
Name any major league
crazy
MC, rapper, artist, hip-hop, anybody who has not, you know, Jay-Z, Busta Rhymes, anybody
Eminem,
in hip-hop,
Snoop Dogg,
you know,
Biggie.
You cannot say.
Ricky, can't you?
He
just
is
like,
the
wow
most, I swear, he is the most referenced artist of all time. And the la-di-da-di, we likes the party.
Yeah.
That's got, I mean, it's like every single sentence in that song
has
been referenced
used,
in
amazing,
multiple
man
hip-hop tunes.
Amazing. And he had this big there's a backdrop, you know, like a projector screen, and you've seen all these different people with eye patches, you know, all these different films and famous people, and you're like, man, this guy's influence, you know, like,
wow.
References to Slick Rick. It was amazing, a really good show. Big up to everybody I saw down there. Archer, there's so many people, you know, I don't even want to
the
I'm going to run out
of
breath
UK
trying to.
UK hip-hop history was in
Mr.
the
Mr. Proctor was
I
down
know
there. You know what I mean? It was amazing, man.
Aww.
A beautiful experience. So,
I'm just
yeah
so pleased all you guys were there to, you know, show the love.
Oh, I had to, man.
What a moment. No,
I got to meet him and just say, yo, welcome home, man. You know, I was like, it got a little bit emotional. It's something, I think an eyelash, a piece of eyelash going in my eye, yeah? And he thought I was crying, but
it's just an eyelash.
Yeah. Thug tears, bro. Thug tears. Yeah. It was wicked, man. A really good event. So, I heard through the grapevine. Do you know what I mean? Some other famous ass shit I got to do was hear through the grapevine, because not everybody gets to hear through that shit. Only famous ass shit ass people like say hello. That he's gonna be back in 2017 at the Jazz Cafe.
Ooh, gosh.
So you know.
Oh my God, sorry. The whole of the listeners just heard me make one crazy noise right then, but that was genuine excitement. No,
that was like you just got possessed by like the hip hop god. And he,
no, because I'm trying to get better for the Brighton show, which I think's at Concord. Mm. And that's where I saw and DJed with Public Enemy
there.
And I was just happy to be able to see them in an intimate space like that. So to see him at Jazz Cab too.
Exactly.
Oh my Lord, there's no way I'm missing that. There's no way I'm getting ill again. Even if I'm ill, I'm just going to contaminate the whole building. I don't care. But I'm speaking.
So you've been warned, my lovers. Gas masks.
Don't
ready.
Go to the.
Rubber gloves. When you see Sarah Love, just, you know what I mean? Fist bump with some rubber gloves on. That's, you know what I mean? That's what, AKA. Fist bump. Yeah. But that's the translation right there, boy.
Wow. Maybe you made it to the Slick Rick show. Hit us up on the email hiphop@foobarradio.com.
Yeah, let us know if you got down there, man.
We love hearing from you guys. And remember, this show is all about you. And I just want to send a massive shout out to my brothers who just held it down supporting for Slick Rick the other day. So it was only correct that we dropped this tune.
Uh-oh.
I'ma bury the favorite in a sun wall. Boy, I got dead from a step in the cypher. Me will light up a boy like New York. Make him know London's concrete. Don't know when I take no chat. We run things, we don't make things run with. And we ain't got no love for the system. Act like you know that I'm active. I'm on the front line with a rifle. These bars are Babylon burners. Them boys, I'm up, it's in the trap. Come round me, I'm snatching the chain. Every man here is trying to make G's, come on. It's survival of the fittest, I'm a hustle and my hustle's unknockable. This is straight from the source. We wanna know if you're as hard as you say that you are. Can none of these boys be as rugged as I? Haven't you heard that I'm about my dirty good ZG, aka Kinga, stinging MCs like none of these boys be as rugged as I? Haven't you heard that I'm about my dirty good ZG?
This era, summon from the depths of terror. Every step's a tremor when heading to this get together. Resting never, not until every head gets severed from his reptilian next whenever. The sword swans, of course, numbness, the four tongues, of course, son. They'll run, yes, the war's done. Slap an amateur trying to match the caliber. When I can all the stamina and the grass vernacular. Before other immortals, all running through portal doors, coming to torture all. Even the death of court, listening to the mortician, whose real diction is the floor splitting while his jaws twitching, never caught slipping. On a damn word, the rap nerd with Asperger's, all mass murder, you cat burger. As he stands about 1,000 feet tall, with the last survivor of the battle free rule, you can.
Return of four henchmen known to lift heavy bars. Bubble whenever there's trouble, the squad go hard. Guillotine, get it supreme. Rock, lyrical gangbanger, reload the magazine. War machine, rock, get a pin, I'm killing with written words and my sticky. Goods burning the ism, send them back to hell for going against the grain. Recognition for these demon boys, you know the name. Like a flame when I'm attacking a clone. Known for setting levels in the upper echelon. Fuck you, beat them to death in the octagon. Little finger to a pussy, I'ma show you what I want. Took a bath, gorilla guard, still a one-eye attack. If you don't give a fuck, are you giving a fuck? Are you fuck that? It's all about the culture for sure. Death to enemies and anyone who wants war.
Yo, big up to Q Rock, man. Alright, Q Rock, give me joke, man. My man's getting all nervous before, but when he goes on stage, he just tears it up, you know?
You'd never even guess.
Yeah, he turns into an animal, man. He smashed it. Big up to Supreme and everyone who was down there, man. AJ the Slayer, Madder was down there as well. It was amazing to be, and we never got to actually rehearse the track because of, you know, not sound checking. But yeah. But man, it just went down really well. Yeah,
I bet it did. But sometimes that's the energy. That's exciting to have that like energy on the, you know, on the edge. It's a bit like doing this show, isn't it?
Yeah, living life on the edge. Live life on very edge is life, my friend.
But you know, on this show, we like to make sure we're representing like the positive side of life, because there's two sides to every coin, isn't it? And it's like people. There's a lot of Debbie Downers out there, but I just think there's so many things to be grateful for and to acknowledge on Earth, the good things that are happening out there, and that's why we have a section of the show where we call it the
Big Up, Big Up.
Yeah.
And you know, every week it's just about showing the good things that have happened. And I thought there was only one person that we could send a big up to this week, and that is Fidel Castro.
Oh, I thought he was going to say Kanye West. True story. Like, yeah, because, you know, on the serious note.
No, I'm not laughing. True, like, at him,
you
honestly.
Know, apparently he had a little breakdown last week.
Poor
or
baby.
Something.
No, genuinely, people make jokes and things about people in these situations, but genuinely, I feel sorry for him because fame is no joke and it's not something you can switch off at any time. You know, it's not like you can say, oh, that's it, I'm just going to be an electrician now. You know, and once you're signed up for that, you better realise everything that goes along with it. It's not an easy ride. So, you know, best of luck to
exactly.
that dude.
And that's the thing. You know, whether he sold his soul or not, regardless of that, there's things going on, obviously, within his brain that are not right for him to be saying some of the things he said. And then it turns out, you know, they've had to take him in and look after him in a place where, you know, he might be better off for now. So let's see. Mm. You know, because, you know, mental health is a serious issue. So
definitely.
People,
and from people I know who have worked with him, they say he's surrounded by a lot of yes men. So, you know.
Yeah, and that's the other problem. This is all I want to say is, like, hopefully the people around him aren't the ones that led him to become that way, you know. But it seems so. That's what happens is a lot of people. We've seen it with so many famous people, man, with Amy, you know, this is their cash cow. So they just allow them to do whatever they want as opposed to helping them out and guiding them. And hopefully that's not the case, you know, and he can get through it and come back and make some more of that, you know, music that we love.
Fire. He spit hot fire. But anyway, shout out to Kanye and everything. Get well soon, dude. But nah, there's a true icon that needed a
big up, big up.
Fidel Castro, a divisive figure. You know, an incredible orator, tactician. He's truly iconic figure and personality of the 20th century. I mean, dude is just incredible. He had influence on the left and right side of international, I mean, right as in the direction, not correct and wrong, side of international politics.
Yeah,
and
he's
probably the most influential figure of post-colonial Latin America. And, you know, he's truly idolized by some, considered a hero who liberated Cuba, and hated by others, by people who were literally celebrating his death in Miami this weekend, who call him a dictator. Fidel Castro, he'd passed away at the age of 90. He's not really been in the public eye for the last 10 years. Now, I've met someone recently who didn't know what communism was. And I was kind of surprised at that. I don't know, like, I just think, well, the basics of communism, if you're not sure, it's about giving according to your ability and taking according to your needs.
Giving according to your ability and taking according to your needs.
What do you think of that concept?
If I can take, say, let me put it in like layman's terms. If I could take two or three jabs. I'm cool just giving you a left hook knockout punch, yeah? Does that make sense? Does that work out? Or if I give you... All right, let me break it down even further.
Okay, getting mad.
If I give you two zoots, yeah?
Yeah.
And you give me half a sheet of Rizla.
Yeah.
With three zoots in it, that means I'm basically getting higher than you would, but in a shorter space of time. Is that right? Or... Does that even...
Weird science.
Yeah.
Not weird science. Weird science.
Well, I get it, though.
Yeah, yeah. Just, so basically, giving according to your abilities
what the hell is that
and taking
mean,
according to your needs.
That's a jerk, man. That's what they tell you. They try and make you think that makes sense. And you're like, oh, okay, yeah.
So you think it doesn't make sense?
Now, go on. Explain it for us.
Which, I mean, so basically, like, if you're an old granny and you're disabled, you can't work or something to earn a living, to be able to feed yourself. Yeah, like maybe you're physically crippled or something, so you can't actually go out and work. And
you can't give me a massage, but I can give you one because I ain't got arthritis.
But you can give me a massage, yeah.
Yeah, but what if you pretend you've got arthritis, though?
But you see, this is the issue that some people have with... I think communism is a fantastic concept on paper, but often in practice it doesn't work. And this is the issue that communism has. And a lot of, and you know, communism is in constant competition with capitalism, which is, you know, this seduction, you know, seducing us with materialism and money and, you know, selfishness, really. And it's like the whole American dream is you can make it for yourself if you try. And if you're homeless, sleeping in the street, that's your problem. You know, that's the way that capitalism operates. And what you see when you visit places like America, there is no welfare system. But in places like Cuba, and you believe in having in everybody contributing to the bigger picture and looking after everyone. So, for example, in Cuba, you have access to free education. Cuba has the highest one of the highest literacy rates in the world, higher than America. You know, you have the whole agenda of Cuba, Fidel's Cuba and communism. They aim to improve the status for Black Cubans. It was about women got equal pay as men. And, you know, so there's lots of good values of communism. But, yeah, you know, it's not everybody agrees with it. Now, I'm someone, like, I just think capitalism is not sustainable. It's a hazard to the environment. I mean, all you need to see is on Black Friday people punching grandmas in the back of the head to get a toaster, you know. And to me, I don't think that's a great thing to be promoting. But it does. It's a good thing for the corporate world, isn't it? They make a lot of money on that day. I have friends who have lived and grown up in communist countries. So I've heard people's opinions from both sides of the experience and story. Now, Fidel Castro, as a military leader, in 1959, he toppled the US-backed Batista government in Cuba. And he, when he came to power... And this wasn't like a real revolution. For Cuban life was just completely turned on its head. And he led the island with communism on the doorstep of the USA. That was like for 5 decades. So 5 decades of American presidents that Fidel Castro saw. He's the longest serving communist leader in the world's history. And he's the great survivor of world politics of the 20th century. And it's easy for us to look at communism at the same time from here in Europe through rose-tinted glasses and think like, oh no, this is great, everybody gets to go to university and becomes engineers, doctors, scientists, like everybody can has access to healthcare, everyone has all kinds of benefits and things. You're looked after by society. But you know, to play devil's advocate, Castro he put dissidents in jail, so people were sent to forced labor camps if they for political crimes or for criticizing the government and stuff. So this is the people that you see in Miami who are anti Fidel Castro.
Anti-Castro.
Yeah, the anti-Castro. So there's a population of exiled Cubans living in USA, and that's just 90 miles away from Cuba, you know. Wow. So this is literally like right on the doorstep of like the ultimate capitalist place on earth. And I think it was incredible, a friend of mine telling me when he visited Cuba, one of the things that really struck him when he was there was that you see no advertising.
Oh, right.
Because there's no capitalism in Cuba, you know. It's and it just makes you realize how much our lives are just infiltrated and bombarded on a daily basis. Like whether you're on your phone, whether you know you're walking down the street, whether you're in your car, whether you're watching TV, you're just constantly, you've got this capitalist agenda being rammed down your throat. Now, healthcare wise, Cuba is incredible. Cuba has a population of 11 million people. Per capita income, it's like under £4,000 per year. Yeah. and yet Cuba provides more doctors to the developing world than all G8 countries, so that's the richest countries on earth, combined.
Wow.
Yeah. Because they believe in that we give our population the skills to help people, and that's how we help society. And, you know, I believe, like, that's a good way to measure a country, rather than measuring us on economic wealth, like America, richest country in the world. But it's like the way you see homelessness, addiction, inequality, you know, disparity in America is appalling.
But the problem, I think, what I see the problem is that, like, I know a few Cubans that have fled Cuba because it's hard to get work.
Yeah.
You know, so they end up leaving because it's like, okay, I might have this skill, but I'm better off leaving the country and earning more money somewhere else and actually, you know, living a better life.
So basically, like, Cuba, they lead the world in healthcare. So it has the highest number of doctors per people in the country of any country in the world. And many students go to study medicine in Cuba, including American medical students. And then at the same time, you have many doctors, engineers who then go out and work in other parts of the world from Cuba.
From Cuba, okay, yeah. Okay.
And so it's like a country has the lowest infant mortality rate in the world, you know, which is that's lower than America.
Wow,
and
that's
this is because the population are looked after by their government. Cuba's a true friend to Africa. During the Cold War, Cuba sent thousands of troops in support of anti-colonial forces in Algeria against against French colonialism, Guinea-Bissau, Ethiopia, in Cuba, led by Che Guevara, Mozambique. Cuba played a key role in the new era of the country there, post-colonialism. Angola, supporting the Marxist uprising. Cuba sent successive invasions, sent troops to defeat successive invasions of in Angola by South Africa's apartheid regime in the 70s and 80s. And they helped bring independence to Namibia. The Ebola crisis that happened a couple years ago, it was the first country on the front line of the Ebola crisis. And they sent the largest contingents of doctors and nurses of any country in the world. Yeah, wow. So this is one of the poorest countries in the world, yet these are the people who are first stepping up. Haiti, after the devastating earthquake in Haiti, Cuba again sent the largest number of medical workers and cared for 40% of the victims there. The same thing in the Kashmir earthquake in 2005. They sent thousands of workers there. And then after that, they also left 32 field hospitals and donated thousands of medical scholarships. So they go to there's 50,000 Cuban doctors and nurses working in 60 developing countries across the world right now. So, you know, they train people, send these skills out around the world, and then train people in these countries. Nelson Mandela was a massive fan of Fidel Castro, as he got a lot of inspiration from him when he was looking to liberate South Africa from the apartheid regime there. And this is what Nelson Mandela had to say about Fidel Castro, who was one of the first leaders that he spoke to when he became the first black prime minister of South Africa.
One of the first heads of state I invited to this country was Fidel Castro. Our moral authority dictates that we should not abandon those who helped us in the darkest hour in the history of this country. And those South Africans who have berated me for being loyal to our friends, literally, they can go and throw themselves into a pool.
That's got to be one of the greatest voices in the world, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. And also Mandela, in this speech, he said, we've come here today, recognized when he visited Cuba, the first country outside Africa that he visited when he became prime minister, recognizing our great debt to the Cuban people. What other country has had has such a history of selfless behavior as Cuba has shown for the people of Africa? How many countries benefit from Cuban healthcare professionals and educators? How many of these volunteers are now in Africa? What country has ever needed help from Cuba and has not received it? How many countries threatened by imperialism or fighting for their freedom have been able to count on the support of Cuba? You know,
that's deep.
Yeah. And Cuba was the, like I said, the first country he visited. Now, in the USA, they led the famous failed CIA invasion of the Bay of Pigs in Cuba, which again the Cuban army they didn't defeat them. Fidel Castro was tight with Malcolm X. He was an influence on the U.S. civil rights movement, and you know, so he's just influenced so much of what the political landscape is today. You know, in all over the world, not just in the communist or socialist parts of the world too. If you want to see Cuba, you better go ASAP, man, because I hear it's already changing since Obama opened like dialogue with the Cubans for the first time in America's history of like in like 50 years, and I'm just fearful for Cuba's future really now with the election of Donald Trump, who you know, there's obviously going to be a lot of infiltration of all this Western nonsense into Cuba now, and bring in capitalism there and bring in sweatshops and all the kind of wonderful things that we see courtesy of the Western world. So I admire Fidel Castro as being someone who truly stood for values, and he has left his, you know, an individual has left such an immeasurable mark on the modern world and for the greater good. And so I just think it was really important for us today definitely to send
big up
Fidel Castro. Not everyone's a fan of him, but I got to say I am.
Yeah, I mean, because some people say that communism doesn't work.
Yeah, and this is why I say it's like on paper, it's a fantastic idea. You know, this whole idea of taking according to your needs and giving according to your ability, everyone having access to healthcare, everyone having access to education. You know, I believe in that those concepts, but there's corruption that happens within that system, isn't it? And people take advantage. But it doesn't mean to say that there's not things to be, you know, or to lessons that we can learn from that. You know, if a country as poor as Cuba can institute those things on an international level, saving people's lives. You know, a country as rich as the UK or the US, there's something we can learn and do about it too.
That's true. We better. Yeah, that's true, man.
So we need to step our game up.
Learn from the positive, mother lovers.
Yeah, so, you know, that was my shout out to Fidel Castro. Also, a big up to Lucky Ranku, one of the greatest jazz guitarists out of Africa. He passed away this last week as well, so I had to give him a big up. But keep it locked right here, because very soon we're going to be talking to some family of Fife of A Tribe Called Quest. And, of course, we're going to be getting into a very important investigation. But I thought on that tip of celebrating, you know, us as a community, as the people rising up and doing the right thing, it was only correct for us to play this brand new track from the Tribe album.
We don't believe you, 'cause we the people are still here in the rear, yo, we don't need you. You ain't a killing off good young nigga move. When we get hungry, we eat the same fucking food, the ramen noodle. This simple voodoo is so maniacal, reliable to pull a juju. The irony is that this bad bitch in my lap, she don't tell me she make money, she don't study that. She gon' give it to me, ain't gon' tell me none of that. She gon' take the brain away the plane, she spit on that. The doors and signs with it, don't try to rhyme with it. VH1 has a show that you can waste your time with. Guilty pleasures take the edge off reality. And for a salary, I'll probably do that just sporadically. The OG Gucci boots are smitten with iguanas. The IRS piranhas see a nigga getting common. Niggas in the hood living in a fishbowl. Gentrify here, now it's not a shithole. Trendsetter, I know my shit's cold. Hand sanitary because I ain't so bold. But yeah, all you black folks, you must go. Boy, we hate your ways. So all you bad folks, you must know.
The fog and the smog of the media, the logs, false narratives of gods that came up against the odds. We not just nigga rappers with the bars. It's kismet that we're cosmic with the stars. You bastards overlooking street art, better yet street smart, but you keep us off the charts. Some of the fucking numbers ain't your statistician. Fuck y'all know about true competition. Just like the AO picture on there talking about he hitting. The only one who's hitting are the ones that's currently spitting. We got your Nipsey smitten, rubbing on a little kitten. Dreaming of a world that's equal for women with no division. Boy, I tell you, that's vision.
Like Tony Romo when he hitting with it. To try and be the best in a division. Shaheed Muhammad cut it with precision. Who can come back years later, still hit the shot? Still I'm trying to move you off the fucking block. Babylon blood clot. Coop on your head, Todd.
All you black folks, you must go. All you Mexicans, you must go. And all you poor folks, you must go. Muslims and gays, boy, we hate your ways. So all you bad folks, you must go.
Mice's Brewing got a remix brewing for that. I'm loving the lyrics already. Can I just say I'm so pleased to see you today, Mice, because I've been telling everyone that Mice Diggy is good for your health. You know, because every week you're making me cry with laughter.
With my headphones
and I listen
up.
When I listen back to the show, I'm just breathing.
Adam, go get this girl some. Give me some garlic, some ginger, some fucking honey, a fire extinguisher. Two rubber bands. This, she's sick as fuck, man. We need to sort this out, man.
I need
she's
help.
Like, I'm so happy.
And this is me sounding better.
Yeah, you just want the frog to jump out, Ribbit. Yeah, get the fuck out of here. You need Kermit the Frog. You see the new Kermit the Frog memes? I don't even know if they're new or not, but they're hilarious.
I haven't seen them.
You know, with the hood, it's like me. The inner me. You know, like, shit.
I don't even know what
you sound like. Kermit the Frog. That's what I'm trying to say.
Not like Nelson Mandela.
Mandela.
Oh, yeah,
is that good?
Your Nelson's, yeah, that's on point, man. You need to get ill more often. We can make some money. I'll put you out on the street. Do some goddamn Nelson Mandela impressions.
Come garden.
Anyway, man, let's move on to, shout out to Tribe Called Quest, by the way.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, they're smashing it, innit?
Yeah, smashing it right
now.
It's
amazing, man.
And later in the show, we're going to be speaking to DJ Rastaroot, who's Five Dogs DJ. He's going to be on the line to us, telling us all about the incredible stuff that happened in Queens last week, which was pretty unprecedented. But right now, someone has invaded the studio.
Yeah, that's right, mother lovers. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter whether it's hot or cold, whether it's cold or warm, whether it's lukewarm or freezing as you're damn right I ain't gonna say it. You are all welcome down to the FUBAR Radio Cafe, ladies and gentlemen. We got something special for you today. You're damn right. And I go by the name of My Sack Hayes, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. My Sack.
God damn, this is a crazy ass haze, man.
And I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth!
No, you shut your mouth because you're sick, bitch. I ain't trying to catch that shit.
Keep it
Hey, right, it's cold as fuck out there, but we don't give a damn. This is FUBAR Radio, and you know what we're about to investigate? Something very important. Because there's going to be a time, ladies and gentlemen, where we're going to have to leave this place. We're going to have to be somewhere else.
Did you hear Stephen Hawking this last week? He said his prediction is in 1,000 years the human race isn't going to be around.
Hey, I'm just saying. So all of you lot talking about leaving your legacies and, you know, making a mark on this world, it ain't going to mean shit. So you better enjoy your life while you're doing that work. While you're there slaving away, you better make sure you smell the roses while you can now.
Like little Kim is.
Yeah, hey.
She's been Asian. She's been white. She's been light-skinned. She's been black. She's been
every race.
She's living life to the fullest.
She is. She is what they say. They do predict that that's what the average human being is going to look like. Like every race.
Oh, so God.
She's done it. She's way ahead of her time. Big ups to Little Kim for that. That really does.
She's,
you know what I mean?
That's, she's pioneering.
Obviously, we see where you're coming from now, boy. Jesus Christ. But it's funny, the other day, Mrs. Mice was saying she had to speak to a bunch of kids, right? And ask them, you know, what it is, back in the day, people used to always carry, you know, there'd always be a family box of things that, you know, this is my great-great-grandma's, or this is my father's, things like that. Well, people don't really do that much now. You know, so it's talking about, like, people moving from one country to another.
They're like, this is my dad's 88.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And they're like, looking at 8800.
Oh, that's an old-ass, like, old-ass pair of earrings you got in, but they look good. Where are they from? Yeah, well, this is, like, from the Stone Age and passed down through generations. Shit like that. So she asked these kids, if you had to move from one country to another, what would you take with you? You know, what one piece of you know, memorabilia, yeah, or something souvenir, to remind you. Yeah, souvenir, yeah, would you take with you? Most of them, guess what they were saying?
Oh my God, Xbox.
Yeah!
No!
I'll take in my iPhone because, like, as long as I can be on my Insta, Snapchat in, yeah, and send that to Twitter so that they can see my DMs. Yeah. Kids with PS4s. You know, it was all this shit that... Yeah.
Mice, I thought you were good for my health. You've made me want to cry twice on this show. Hey, first, because I didn't make it to the Slick Rick show, and you're showing off about how good it was.
Yeah, now you're making really me... good. Let's put that out there in case you lot didn't hear it. That Slick Rick show was fucking banging, yeah. But we'll talk about it more anyway.
Again, we'll rub the salt in the wounds again.
So...
Oh, my God, these kids.
It made me think, man. I was like, shit. But then, you know, I asked myself the question. Well, she asked me, like, what would you take? And I couldn't really figure it out. But then I was like, you know, if anything, I'd probably take...
your PlayStation.
A box of mushrooms or something. You know. But I don't know. But then I thought about it, like, okay, imagine if the world was about to blow up.
Philosopher's Stone.
Right? If the world was about to blow up, we had to move to another planet.
To do a Philosopher's Stone.
Yeah, that, I was like, that's why I'd take the mushrooms then. Yeah, because the way I see it, there was a monkey somewhere, accidentally ate some shit that had mushrooms in it, then thought of, oh shit, wait, if I rub this stone with another stone, somehow I can make a fire and keep my ass warm as fuck, get rid of this fur on me because I don't even need this fur anymore because I know how to make a fire. Then I could build a house, which I wouldn't even have to worry about the fire because the whole house is keeping me warm.
Then fast forward a few years, yeah, then you get an Xbox.
Yeah, therefore.
Then exactly. We get the new Jordans.
Why can't I be that monkey? So then I thought to myself, this is what I'm going to investigate this week. Planet Earth's being evacuated, Sarah. You can only take one possession to remind you of home. What would you take and why?
See, it's a tough one.
Very tough one. Because you got to think deeply about it. That's why I said mushrooms, because I could probably do anything I really want to do.
It meant without even Mars. Going anywhere.
Yeah, I'll be that monkey on Mars.
You
can
just sit there with your eyes closed and you'll be doing everything.
Trust me, man. I'll find some shit up there if I take some mushrooms. Not the whole box. I just need to do like quarter.
You need to stagger it, isn't it? Yeah. Your experience, you know.
I'm not into that whole hallucinating and shit. I just want to think about shit.
On another,
you know, in a deep monkey ass kind of way. That's all I'm trying to do. Really.
You know? I respect that. I respect that.
See? Think about it, man. Somebody took mushrooms.
So you've knocked on the Philosopher's Stone then.
We're on Mars. You're going to have to need a whole new zodiac sign. I could be that dude. I could be the dude who's like, okay, the shit rearranged. All right, so we got three moons over there. All right, that might as well make that Sagittarius over there because it kind of looks like whatever the fuck a Sagittarius sign is. This shit looks like a whale, but it could be a bull, so we make it Taurus. You know, I could be that dude in Mars.
You got ideas to share.
Yeah, man, hey.
The whole world could change. I feel kind of late. I think I'm assuming that my friends and family and loved ones, they're going as well.
Exactly. This is a possession.
Okay, possession.
Yeah, I don't possess any mushrooms, by the way.
I own those people. No, but you don't possess it. It was just an idea.
I don't know if I'd really do that, but...
No, you wouldn't. You strictly live by the law, don't you? So,
I'm talking... Yeah, because and also I'm talking about remind you of home. What could you take to Mars that would remind you of home?
Mushrooms to remind you of home.
Yeah. I was just hustling. I was like, fuck it, man. If I'm going to try and make some peas up on Mars, I might as well be the first dude to think about how the fuck we're going to survive
the
on there.
The first shotter.
To deal with that.
The first shotter on Mars. Bro, oh, no, Richard Branson beat you to it. Isn't he the first shotter on Mars?
He's a hustler, boy. He's like, yeah, just in case there's any aliens out there. Fam, let me know, yeah? He sent somebody out there. We don't even know about that shit. 3 years later, he's going to be up. Like, you know, try and make that call via Virgin. Realize that shit ain't working up there. Just to tell him, yeah, bro, you know what? We're a bit late, man. Bill Gates made it way longer before you.
Bill Gates is chilling. Yeah. No, I reckon I would take my record collection.
I thought you'd say that.
Really? Oh, I'm that predictable.
And then how would you play the records, though? That's what I want to know.
I know, because for a sec, I was like, now this makes me as bad as these stupid-ass kids wanting to take the iPhone, innit?
Well, check it. This is why you'd need me somewhere up there already on the shrooms, because I thought about that. I was like, okay, Sarah's probably going to say records, vinyl. She's a DJ. I understand that. It reminds you of home. Guess what I've got, Sarah, love? I have
Oh, is it a Mars adapter?
No, it's even better.
Even better than a Mars
adapter.
It's the
brand new £5 note.
But is that the AK-47? You can
play. Do you know about that? You can play tunes.
I have heard about that.
Yes, exactly.
Have you heard about the people playing Sydney?
You
got
the monkey on shrooms.
You see, the wonders of science.
Don't ever.
The wonders of science. Hey, road science.
I'm taking road science to Mars, fam. That's how I'm rolling. You know what I'm talking about?
I want to hear that song. I'm taking road science to Mars. So we're cool. As long as we take the new £5 AK-47 note, and then have you heard about people spend it buying the, because some of them are numbered like AK-47 and someone bought it for like grand. I know. People need help, man. Wow. People need hugs.
They better be like, you know, part of the Crips, not the Bloods, because them shits are blue. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I reckon the music collection, because they say that music is the most powerful memory trigger. So as a souvenir, more powerful than taking a physical object. And music is just timeless, isn't it?
Yeah,
and it's something you can share with people. It makes you so happy, brings back all of those memories from things you even didn't even know you remembered.
Mm.
You know, so I reckon I'd take my music collection and then, the £5 AK-47 note with
Exactly, so you can play the music, because this is only, you know, you can't take everything. You can't take turntables with you as well, Sarah. When the shit's evacuating, when everyone's like, bruv, you gotta get on the fucking shuttle now, or you're missing this shit, you're fucked.
There's no time to carry all you the 12 tents.
There ain't no 12 tents.
No, but when I get to Mars, I'm gonna then have a business meeting with Richard Branson and Bill Gates, and I'm gonna say, let's invent the new turntables.
You've been taking my mushrooms.
Turntables
for Mars. What the hell's going on here? Anyway, hit us up, man. I want to find out your answers. I'm going to ask you once again. Mice investigates. Planet Earth is being evacuated. You can only take one possession to remind you of home. What would you take and why? Please hit us up. hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Tweet us @foodbarradio, @MiceDiggy, or @SarahLove. DJ Sarah Love.
DJ Sarah Love. Jesus Christ. Please give me my correct title.
I'll tell you what, mate.
I worked hard for this title.
Adam's got to let us know what he'd take. I reckon I know. We'll find out. Yeah.
But no, I want to know what the Food Bar listeners have to say. What's the single possession you would take to remind you of home if we all had to evacuate Earth? Let us know. It's Food Bar.
Yeah.
Window like frisbees from all directions.
Yo, that's peak.
But it's that deep, the pie's that sweet. From playing smoochie in the backseat, I felt that heat. For you alone, I'd probably take a bullet to save her from it. Just for you, I'm on it, giving it to a man whether they want it. That's a fact too. Isn't her matching tracksuit? Say yo, I'm that cute. I'll let you take the last draw of the last suit.
For you alone, I cut the keys to my home. I leave you flowers on the door. I wrote the password to my phone. Never ask, never want, forever my one and only. Every picture that you post, I comment 4 or 5 emojis. Trust is deep, even if you think it's casual, I stay awake at night just so you can sleep diagonal. Beauty meet, that's rough. You and me, that's us. True indeed, what you need, that's love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your people's Feral March. You know what it is. Queens, New York. And right now, you're listening to The Hip Hop Show with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on Fubar Radio 1.
You know what I mean? That's, I'm just saying. Shout out to Pharaoh, because, you know, that's how you say it. But I'm not saying it, like, in a way that's like, bruv, you fucked up. But, yeah, that's how you say it. So shout out to Pharaoh Munch. Right about now, you're locked into The Fubar Radio Show. That right there was Children of Zeus featuring Karen Wheeler. And I was about to say Sarah Love doing a... best Karen Wheeler moves there. Did you see the little jig? She with the dreads and that. She's like,
it was unintentional.
Yeah, you see that there.
Subconscious. There was a dope documentary about Soul to Soul on TV the other night, so go check that out. I think it was on BBC.
On telly.
On telly.
Jesus, you're on telly.
I need to buy a TV first.
You need to buy... Oh, good. No, you don't need to buy a TV.
No.
Most people don't even have TV nowadays because they just... they're just online, isn't it?
Yeah, we can watch anything.
That voice you hear right there is Yeti. We got AM here from the Chop Shop. Yeah. What's going on? Yeah.
Bring your microphone closer to you, AM. Okay. You can pull the microphone, then you can sit more comfortably. It's lovely to see you guys. Welcome.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yeah man, of course.
Thank you for coming through.
There's a lot going on.
It's good to see the old timers are still at work.
Oh! I tell you what, mate. That was AM. It was so lovely having you here, but it's time for you to leave now.
I tell you what, mate. Like, last time someone said that to me, 1976. Yeah, I was down the pub. Down. I went down Old Cape Road, right, turned left. Yeah, you know, like, right about right. Yeah. No, I missed Daisy. What are you saying, man? Long time no see. Yeah, the reason why he's saying that is because we've come from the same era.
Yeah.
Yes, and our wrinkles.
Well, the 1960s.
Same era.
Our wrinkles.
What's that?
1960s.
Yeah. Well,
1970s.
1940s, I'll have you know.
So that's what they were doing when I walked past them in the reception. They were just preparing their disses for us.
It's like, oh, damn, yeah, look at Sarah and her old ass, man. She's having trouble getting up those steps, boy. That's what old people talk about, being old, isn't it?
I thought it was all that. Did I? No, you tell me.
Because they brought it out. That's why I'm thinking.
Yeah, AM, what do old people talk about? You seem to be the expert.
I get the answer. They never know because they always forget that old Simon kicks in.
Oh, that was number one.
Jesus Christ. God damn.
We can keep going like this until it's expired.
You have to talk to Maestro about that.
That's how we do it.
But he's not here right now.
That's right, Mice Diggy's here. AM learns quick, man. That's what I like to see.
It wasn't only this is that we prepared, yeah.
So, yo, Chop Shop, man, break it down for us. What is this about? Because I love the name Chop Shop and the whole beat battles, beat market thing. Like, break that down, the science behind it. Because
you know what the funniest thing is? We got the name from the MPC as a function, which is Chop Shop, where you can, you know, it puts the markers into the drum loop.
The MPC as in the beat machine.
Akai MPC has this function called Chop Shop, where you can chop up and that puts the markers in there by itself. So we just it's good. But then after we looked up the definition of Chop Shop in Urban Dictionary, it means the workshop where they bring the stolen cars to take them apart.
Yeah.
The stolen cars?
Yeah, Chop Shop.
Oh, he's talking the language there, boy. I didn't really get what he was saying until he said stolen. Then I was like, oh.
Got it.
Speaking your language now.
Yeah, good.
How long has Chop Shop been going?
Oh, it's been in the making for a while. It's been like 2-3 years already for now. I had a space in Clapham. It was like a basement of a church where I did some workshops. I was thinking back then just to get the people, meet people who they wouldn't be able to meet. So we got like Parky and Oli Tiba and Jay Hart just to talk about music and samples and records. And it went really well. And then AM showed up on one of them. And then he just stuck around. I don't know why.
For those who don't know, AM, beatmaker extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Do you still rap or what? You know, remember the lyrics? Or what's going on?
He's got only one 4 bars left. That's what he's rapping all the time. The same 4 bars.
The same 4 bars. You could be a good garage MC, man. You know, that's how they roll, isn't it?
Yeah, just rhyming the same word with the same word. Is that your style, yeah?
Loving it.
But that's how you keep up with my Siggy, isn't it?
You know that ain't true, but yeah, you're right there. Sometimes I do fuck up, man.
I'm still saving up for one gold tooth, though, just so I can do impersonations.
Yeah, put the work in, man. You'll get it one day, bro. Yeah. This gold tooth, stars and stripes, bro. You got a lot of stars and stripes, you get a tooth like this. I don't know, yeah.
But what have you been up to? You're just saying, wear it for the rest of the show.
Yeah, wear my tooth for the rest of the show. That's how we roll here on the hip hop show, you know what I mean? Yeah. If I had gold fronts, then you're gold fronts. But we wear any, you know.
Anyone older than us.
The only one is Sarah, don't get that shit because she's ill as fuck, by the way, so don't hug her.
I got my own gold tooth.
Yeah,
as well.
Wear rubber gloves even if you're going to spud her because, you know.
Did you notice that I haven't actually been anywhere near you today? Well, we took the photo, but that's it. Anyway.
I thought you don't like us, that's right.
you might have the luggies right now. AM's got that shit. I might have caught it face. Yeah, I know that face, man. I'm worried as well. But
AM, what have you been up to recently,
man? Eight shot later on.
Because, like, a lot of people eight shot when we leave the show. Should we just turn the theme of today? Let's just scrap the rest of the show and just turn it into gunnings.
I'm saying,
you know what, though? Just on a side note, sorry, we do digress on the show a little bit. Just how many grown, like, adult males rappers there are in the world who are just like little boys and they need cuddles and help in the world. It's like, you can't be sensitive if you want to be part of this music industry or this hip hop world, man. You need to man up.
Yeah, it's true, man. You do.
Sorry,
guys,
I didn't
mean
to scare you there. AM, it's like a lot of people, they probably associate you with the crew Champions of Nature. Mm. That was like Super T, Apollo, Lewis Parker, Jest.
What have you been up to since then?
Back in the day.
Yeah, so what's been going on?
Well, you know, I was making beats and stuff for a while. I'm still producing records, but I lived in Sweden for a while.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
That's what I thought was funny when you were saying, "Oh, what would you take with you if you had to move to another country?" When I moved to another country, I took an MPC with me. That was it.
So if you had to move to another planet, we're about to go Mars.
Well, as long as I can plug in the MPC, I take it with me, innit?
You can get them ones that run on batteries now, no?
Oh, I take Sarah with me so she can infect and kill off the rest of the population.
No, but I'm going to have the meeting with Richard Branson first to create the adapter plug so then we can at least have a Mars adapter. Otherwise, your NPC's just...
That's only after she takes my mushrooms that I'm going to take with me.
And we're going to have some deep...
Conjuring up a whole number of planet up there and shit. AKA Dr. Mice Hatton. But anyway, let's break down this Chop Shop thing, man. I want to break down this so people understand what's going on.
Yeah, so I mean, I just went to an event. I saw, I met Yeti in an open mic because I went to an open mic thing. And I met him, and then he was saying, I'm a producer from Hungary. And then I was looking at another thing that said Chop Shop, and it was about beat makers and stuff like, you know, like some sort of forum for beat makers. So I went down there. And then I was outside the place and rang the bell because it was like in a building, in a church building in the basement. And then he opened the door and he was like, oh, welcome, like that. And it was his thing. So after that, I just started hanging out there a few times when they'd done a few events. And then, you know, I started talking to him about why are we just down here? Why aren't we organising a beat battle? Because it's a simple thing, but like it hasn't really been done. And there's like... I mean, now there's not so many, but there's still open mics. You know, there's still open mic contests. There's still all that side of the rap thing is been taken care of.
Yeah.
But then there's all this thing with beats. I mean, and over here it's been known from beats. And then you look at the recently I've been looking at it like it's like the DMC, because in the DMC, yes, you had DJs, but then they had the DMC competition, and that drew people who were like a little bit deeper into it.
Yeah.
And to have a place where they could come, and that became a massive thing.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? So like with the beat makers, you know, a lot of beat makers, obviously they're tucked underneath rappers, you know what I mean? And so they don't get their shine like that. And of course we know people like Just Blaze and Kanye West and people like that.
Careful how you talk about Kanye at the moment. It's quite delicate as well. So
okay.
The undersung stars of the story.
Yeah, so I mean, so now we're just trying, because there's actually become a style now of playing the MPC, similar to like the turntables, because with the turntables, they became a style of manipulating turntables, which wasn't anything to do with the MC again. Or the MC would literally introduce it. Like if Maestro was on stage, he would have had a DJ, and then at a certain point it would have been like, oh, now it's time for my DJ to do his thing, and the DJ would go bam 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 on the decks. You know what I'm saying? And now the beat makers has figured out
a
way of performing live, which is actually what Yeti is more into, that side of things, even though he makes songs as well and produces songs. If somebody was to book him, he might not bring MC with him. You know what I mean? He might just bring the MPC and just play the MPC. Mm. So you're like, you set out a kit on the MPC like a real drummer. And then you're just finger drumming.
Because in many ways, this is a continuation of the hip-hop legacy. Because in lots of senses, I see that's the difference between the rap industry and hip-hop. Like hip-hop, you had the key players. It's the MC, the B-boy, the DJ. You know, we're all the graffiti writer, all this other thing. We're all part of that together. It doesn't happen without us all being there. But the industry separated the rapper from all that and just left, you know, promoted the rapper because it was easier to deal with.
Yeah.
But in, you know, in many senses, you guys are doing something even on the next level to
That's really interesting, man. So people are going head to head in terms of battling. And how is it judged? Like, how do you work out who's doing better? Is it a crowd participation thing or?
Yeah, partly, but it won't be really head to head. Everyone would just play their beats.
Okay.
That's it. So it would be just like a showcase, really. Well, it's better to call it a beat, but we just wanted to make it simple for everyone. So that's why they didn't need to do a sample flip. They just send in their beats because everyone has their beats like saved out, you know, exported. Instead of having to download the sampling, I didn't have time this week, I couldn't do it, whatever. So we just tried to make it simple for everyone.
Mm.
And then we would just give the judges like papers and they can just put numbers there, you know, originality, stage presence, blah, blah, blah. And then just sum it at the end and the winner will be go there. So again, as like a normal beat battle, you need to impress on the spot, you know what I mean? Because they will give you the grades on the spot. So if you have a good impact, they will give you a bigger score.
Yeah.
And then you might be the winner, you know what I mean? So it's just about getting the right impression on that moment with that 1 minute 30 second beat. Whole arrangement, the drums, everything must be coming hard, and then you're there.
That's some intricate shit, man. So people who aren't like, you know, just like, wow, how do you do that shit? They're just gonna be like, what are these guys going crazy over? You know, but the people that know are gonna be like, ooh, that drum roll or the pattern or that sound, the way he flipped that sample. I might, you know, so that's some interesting shit, man.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think especially with the MPC Live, the people don't even know what's going on. Most of the people, the lay people, won't know what's going on, and then I think. The biggest challenge you have if you're like an MPC drummer or something, how to get the crowd involved, because you are stuck on your pads, and
it's hard to
and your performance is the pads. You know what I mean? Just pressing play wouldn't do the job. So you need to figure out a way where you can split and then involve the people somehow. And obviously, what comes out of the pads that counts the most, because most of the people won't know what you're doing. They will only rely on what they're hearing. So if they like the beats, they will say it was a good show, even though they had no idea what you were doing.
Translation, you better put your 10,000 hours in before you even try and come up.
That's exactly what you need to do.
So there's an event coming up.
Yes.
Here,
the 10th of December.
Because I do some famous ass shit that you don't do. My grapevine told me that on December the 10th.
Yeah.
We have something before that.
Yeah.
This Saturday.
Oh, yeah, this Saturday as well, right? Yeah, so, all right, break that down. Let people know, man, because they need to find out.
Well, what we're doing is, because we're doing the event on the 10th, we decided to do a few pop-up, what we've called pop-up battles, where last week we were in a shop called Sprayground.
Reclaim.
And we just set up the NPCs.
The bags.
And we did a little a miniature battle and filmed it. Just to let people know that, you know, what's happening, and it's easy to set up those things and just do them. So we're doing another one this weekend. We're going to be at the chip shop
in Brixton.
Oh, on, you know, Cold Harbour Lane. So the guy down there, Mike, he's let us come down there, and we're going to have some turntables and play music there, and then also have the two NPCs, and there'll be. It won't necessarily be so much of a battle because it's a bit of more like a restaurant kind of place. But it will basically be
community, really.
Yeah, just showing people what this thing is that you can do just with an NPC.
What time is this starting then? What's the address as well, so people know? Because I'm going to head down there. You know what I mean? I'm
going to
head
down there.
It's from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. And it will be in the cheap shop in Brixton and on
Cold Harbour Lane.
Cold Harbour Lane,
darling.
Yeah,
Cold Harbour Lane, darling. It used to be grimy down there.
I know. Now there's
street. Now it's to die for.
The street lights down
it's
there.
It's to die for.
And we have Ty as well.
Yes.
He's performing Ty. Or
no? He will just play some of his beats because he's making beats as well. He's not an MC. Yeah. And many people don't know about this side, I guess.
Yeah.
So it will be, but it will be just like a family kind of thing. It will be just everyone there to talk to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, it's all about who you know.
And that will be
down.
That will be a prequel to the main event, which is on the 10th of December.
10th of December.
You've got a really special artist performing at that one on the 10th.
Yeah, I heard, man. Yeah. Shiny, full-headed mother lover.
If you want to witness the shiny forehead in person.
Everyone's trying to work out how to get that gold-ass tooth, but they can't work it out. You can see me down there performing live with DJ Locke. A lot of people, you know, Boldsworth, you got to come down there because, you know, when you're talking about you've never seen me rap, you better come down there and see the waterfall drop off this forehead by the time I'm done. Come down to the Underdog, December the 10th. It starts at, so it's starting at 1 p.m. and then it's going on to 1 a.m. December the 10th. There's a whole bunch of us down there.
But man, we'll definitely let everybody know
Can I talk a bit more about the beat market?
Yes.
No. Yeah, we've got,
this weekend.
No, that will be on the main event on the 10th of December.
Okay.
Yeah, but then this is a whole day event starting at like 12 noon until 6 p.m. We will have producers selling their beats.
Yeah.
We hired iPads for the guys, so it will be look all professional, like floor stand with an iPad, and they will have their beats on there, and anyone can come in, you know, can listen to the. You know what I mean? That's so really it will be literally a market with the producers with the iPads on the stand and selling their beats, and then from 7 or 8 p.m. onwards would be the battle, and the shiny foreheaded mother lover and Locke, and then we will have Parallax, and I will do a show, and then we will have DJ Downstroke DJing for us.
It's going to be an event, mother lovers. Yeah. I can't wait, man. I'm looking forward to this. I'm definitely coming down this weekend as well.
Definitely.
Interested to see what's going on.
Exactly.
Sick, man. Thanks for coming through,
guys.
Thanks for having us.
What's the website or Twitter or whatever, quickly, so that people can get hold of you guys?
Chop Shop and the Chop Shop event. We are on Instagram and Facebook and maybe on Twitter too. I can't remember.
Yeah, man. Okay. Yeah, see? Fucking AM, man. Good to see you, bro.
It's good to see you.
Still got a good sense of humor as well.
Of course.
Lovely
even
to see,
man. Even for such an old guy, he's still got a good sense of humor.
Yeah, I'll go to help you downstairs, mate. Don't worry, anyway, man.
You're not looking a day older than 60 anyway, so
you're
still looking good, man.
Good to see you, brother.
You know I love you, AM. Are you guys going to be chilling for a while with us?
Yeah, maybe for a little bit.
Hell yeah. I'll go and sleep on the couch.
Play some good music, then.
Oh!
Yeah!
Well, you don't play good music.
Sharpening those knives,
We're damn near a year into this shit. And he's talking like that.
I know you were cussing. I was just saying.
Hey!
I ain't cussing, honestly.
Yeah, all right. We got some of your stuff.
This show has been nicknamed Gunning. Damn, I got cussed. Well, I was about to play some good tunes. This next tune is Fred Bates.
Okay.
And Sun Roll. He's from Stockholm. You should know about Sun Roll, being that you lived in Sweden.
It's coming back to you.
Wow, Sarah is on point today. Hey, I'm taking Sarah Love to Mars, but you know what I mean? Getting sick Sarah Love up there, kill off all the aliens, and then
bring communism.
And the mushrooms,
mushrooms.
Yes, you know what's going on. Let's go in, man. Let's go in.
And this track features Planet Asia, brand new business. This is FUBAR Radio. Keep it locked.
S Raw, PA Medallion. It's PA. Ain't nothing fake about it, so let's see how much money that we can make about it. Woo! I'm feeling myself right in front of you. Show me something real as myself. Sharpshooter, an aura booter. If you didn't notice, I'll be sitting lotus, meditating on my next bonus. Check. Compatible lines be intertwined and coincide with life. From Fresno to Brownsville, my brothers is real. Men sharpen men like steel sharpen steel. Everything on point when I'm performing. My rap repetition, the definition of global warming. Yeah. This is too easy for the kid. The situation got greasy when I slid to the front of the line. And really though, that shit is weak. Dudes be frontin' like they never wanted to rhyme. Catch me on the joint, no jingles. That's the key though. Miraculous tracks, every song's a maxi single. But back to the topic. Divine rhyme prime. My timing is in the pocket. Trapped in evil. That's illegal. Miraculous. Back in the days I would've been a maxi single. Back to the topic. Divine rhyme prime. My timing is in the pocket. Back to the grill again. My people waking up. Shit is getting real again. Freedom or death. The manuscript is militant. You either yapping about it or you living it. Certain things are not to be trusted when you're outnumbered by the injustice. They don't like my color or my ditty bop. Not only do I gotta worry about the snakes in the grass, I'm looking out for city cops. Trying to say that I'm a banger when I'm really not. Few words of exchange, then bang, I'm really shot. And I was trying to make it to the studio, damn. This wasn't part of the plan, but that's the norm in the U.S. Media perpetrating the propaganda, telling lies, trying to fool us. We've been here for years, but they never knew us.
blood, sweat, and tears. Look how they try to do us. Trapped in evil, that's illegal. Miraculous, back in the days, it would have been a maxi single. Back to the topic, divine rhyme, crime, my time is in the pocket. Trapped in evil, that's illegal. Miraculous, back in the days, it would have been a maxi single. Back to the topic, divine rhyme, crime, my time is in the pocket.
What up, people? It's Black Milk shouting out Sarah Love. Y'all checking out My Stiggy. Y'all know what it is. Detroit, what up? Peace.
It gets better and better.
It gets better and better, man. I love it.
That last cut, Fred Faze and Sun Raw, the track is called The Maxi Single. That's out on King Underground. So check it out. This is Sarah Love.
And My Stiggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. And you're locked into the hip-hop show right here on Fubar Radio. And guess what?
What's that?
We got someone special on the line.
We have someone very special on the line. Mm-hmm. DJ Rasta Root, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. How's everybody doing?
Rasta Roots.
Rasta
Roots. Wagwan Rasta Roots.
Yes, Rude Boy. Take effect.
Blood fire.
It's good, it's man. Lovely to hear
Don't
you.
Because
we were hoping to speak to you last week, but then our timings didn't work because you were in the air while we were on air and stuff.
Yes.
But finally, we're speaking to you today. And for those people who don't know, DJ Rasta Root, he was the tour DJ for Fife Dog of a Tribe Called Quest.
Man,
and so I've been seeing you for many years with Fife and the last trip that Fife made to the UK last year, where he was on our show right here on Fubar, was with you as well. And last week there was an incredible event in Queens where there was a road named after a street named after Fife, and you were there, right?
Yep, correct, I was. Yep, we renamed 192 and Linden Boulevard to Malik Fife Dog Taylor Way. So it's a code name, and you know, it's there for life. So it's an amazing day and incredible energy, and I'm so proud and humbled to have known him, and I'm excited to see his legacy continue.
What a way to set your name in stone, boy.
Incredible.
Literally, you know?
I mean, that's like
amen.
Unprecedented. Like, and this just elevate. This is a moment for hip hop. It's not even just beyond it being a personal thing for Fife and his family. You know, for us, it legitimizes our art form in many ways.
And the people we've learned from.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Like, you know, it's not just a street sign. At the end of the day, it lets the world know you were here. And when you look up at it, you know they did something great for the culture. You know, whether it's Malcolm X, whether it's B.I.G., whether it's Jay Dilla in Paris. Now we have, like, Fife Dog. So and, you know, it's so fitting they call it Fife Dog Way. It's almost like the way he lived his life, which is so dope, you know?
What do you think this would have meant to Fife? Did he have any inclination that this was going to be happening, do you know?
No, not at all. I think in his wildest dreams, he wouldn't have believed this. If I had called him and said, yo, they're renaming a street after you, he'd be like, get the F out of here. He would never have believed it. So,
wow.
You know, and it's literally the block he grew up on, which is what's so crazy. That's what makes it even crazy. It's like a full circle, you know? The life cycle complete.
Yeah, man.
And what was the gathering of people like there? I mean, I wish I could have been there. There were people that I knew who traveled from all over the world to be there on the day to see the unveiling of the street sign.
Correct. Yeah, we had about maybe 1,500 people on that block. It ended up being almost like a block party. People travel from London, people travel from Indiana, people drove from all over the world just to kind of be there. So we had signs printed up with the street sign naming and then his lyrics on like little posters that we gave out to people for coming. So it was beautiful. You know, Busta was there, Tribe was there, all, you know, Pharoah Monch was there. Just people just came through, you know.
Oh, it makes me so happy. I cannot wait. That's going to be the top of my list the next time I visit New York and see that and get a picture with that.
Absolutely.
Sign.
A landmark right there. Literally a landmark, man.
Landmark.
Crazy.
Exactly.
And it makes all of us proud, you know.
Beautiful, man.
And today, Mice has been, every show, like, we have an investigation. The courtesy of Mice at Hayes is one of our weekly guests on the show. Mice at asked Rasta Root the question that you put to the listeners.
So Rasta Root, so I'm going to ask you, planet Earth's being evacuated, right? You can only take one possession to remind you of home. You can only take one thing to remind you of home. What would you take and why? Put you on the spot there.
I would take I would take my iPhone 6 because I have mad pictures from my life in here. Like memories in here.
That's it. He flipped it, man. He flipped it.
Music.
That's hilarious. Yeah. We were just talking about all these kids. That's what they'll probably take their iPhone. So I could go on Twitter. I could be on the
Instagram.
You know, but you just, you know, that's the way to do it, right?
Oh, it's a it's a time capsule. It's absolutely a time capsule.
As long as you have the right power connection to be able to power it.
And if you grab my phone, just don't swipe left. That's all I ask.
See, because I've never been on any of these apps, I don't actually know what that truly means. So it's just left to my messed up imagination.
Don't worry, I got you sorted on the electricity. I've already been working on that already when we get to my...
Oh, there it is,
I've been working it out, so I got you on that.
But thank you so...
Coconut current, exactly.
See, hey, he's on the same stuff as me, man. I know. Wicked, man.
I'm hanging out with you guys on Mars.
That's awesome.
But thank you so much for catching up with us today, Rasta, after we tried to speak last week. I'm so pleased that we got to, connect with official family of five, and it's just so lovely to hear your voice too. So keep us posted next time you're in London. Yes. We would love to see you.
Yes, ma'am. Travel safe.
Absolutely, and thank you so much for having me on the show.
No problem.
Oh, it's love always. Speak to you soon. Take care. And right now we have so much more stuff to fit into the show, including we're going to be getting into our open mic very soon. But speaking on that note of the street unveiling of Fife, I thought let's play a tune before we bring in out some of our first lot of MCs into the studio. This track is I Dream Big. This is Food Bar Radio. Sarah Love and my Stiggy.
I dream big. I dream big. Terminology. Wild on the beat, I don't sell drugs, I'm a rhyme seller. Saving for the crib with the wine cellar. Other crib got the high rise elevator. Skydive out the window and hit a jet propeller. Trying to cop me a skyscraper with my paper. Make my bank account balance multiply major. It's all mathematics, my whip and my chain matches. I ain't trying to hang with these average chickens, my aim is lavish. Fortune 500 on my mind, cousin. Pick a Porsche, lift the door, suicide stunting. You ever see the eyes on a gold digger? Like a goldfish floating down the cold river. Baby sharks in the fish tank. Corporate accounts in the Swiss bank. Still, I know it's hard to believe, but I work so hard, I'm like, can I just dream? I dream big. I dream big. I dream big. Dream big, it was all a dream.
Dream big.
I dream big.
No doubt. Terminology.
I dream big.
D-Block. She loots.
I dream big.
Uh-huh.
It was all a dream.
Dream big.
I dream big. All these white presidents, now we got a nigga. You would think that would take some power from the big.
Nah,
but nope, they're killing us right where we fucking live.
Damn.
From crack rocks to niggas worrying about the hip. Should I preach? Or should I rap about some shit you can't reach? Hold up, I dream big. Ferraris, weed blowed up. Rolex on, frontin' with my sleeve rolled up. I dream big. G5, Pala Directions. 10 bitches on there with ass injections. I throw that money at them like I'm up in perfections. Chinese guy in these different complexions. My niggas coming home with no parole. Artists be artists and these labels not controlling their soul. Back to back Dutchess like I'm smoking a cig. Some think about Tupac, but me and LOX, we dream big.
I dream big. I dream big. I dream big. It was all a dream.
Dream big.
I dream big. I dream big.
Turn what up. Loot what up.
I dream big.
Static what up.
It was all a dream.
Dream big.
Yeah. Dream big. Used to hustle work right out of a fiend's crib. Made a little cash when he was down on the phone. Used to fall asleep and dream about the islands I own. Had an aircraft carrier to carry the jets. Fleet of the whips and all of the set. The quarterback bought the whole front line of Rolex. Perpetual peace. Connect with the streets. Dissecting the beats till the lesson's complete. And whoever tried to test, know the weapon's released. I dream big. Took me a nap. It seemed big. Woke and let the smoke start spitting some mean shit. Helicopters and Cartiers, chicks in the green six and the white five. Reciting Melly Mel on white lines. Hedge fund money and pipelines. Leave it with your family and live out your lifetime. I dream big. I dream big. I dream big. It was all a dream.
Dream big.
Dream big. That's terminology. And yeah, definitely go check it out. This is Sarah Love.
And this is Mice Diggy, aka the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. And I do think it is time to dream big, especially if you're going to follow us to Mars when this whole shit goes down. You know what I mean? Because the shit, it might go down sooner than you think it does. So as we've been investigating, if planet Earth was to be evacuated, you know, and let's just say we're going to Mars, you can only take one possession with you. To remind you of home, what would you take and why? I've had a few answers. Greg Blackman said a really good thing. He said the piano.
Oh,
yeah,
thanks,
I ain't gonna
Greg.
Help
we
him. Yeah, I'm not gonna help him carry it.
No,
onto
I ain't
the shuttle,
helping
that's
you
all
either.
I'm saying.
Or maybe
Ebony
you can get
and
a
ivory
roll up. Yeah.
Can live as harmony, but not when it comes to carrying a fucking grand ass piano.
Your own.
Yeah, I don't know about that shit. Shout to Jordan Grunt. He said my camera. He's a cameraman, so I can understand that. And I've already got him on the electricity. Like we said to Rasta Roots, I got this. I'm going to take mushrooms with me, see?
Yeah.
Because, so you'll be able to come up with the idea.
Yeah,
to
I believe that like in the early times, the monkeys ate mushrooms.
And it gave them that extra bit of boost.
Exactly.
That little
and
thing.
You start thinking, so yeah, I can be that monkey on Mars.
I know that theory.
With the mushrooms. So I got everyone. When it comes to electricity, fam, I get you pills, yeah, I get standard. You ecstasy, whatever you need up there, I got you because
no,
the mushrooms.
No, we don't want ecstasy. We're only on organic.
Look, I get you spare tires. I'm just saying, I get you anything.
What about
I can get
some
you
anti-gravitational spray paint or so, yeah, so hey. I don't float off in
Ooh,
the air.
That's
you know what I mean? She can't spray on Mars.
You see
moment,
this road science? Hey. It's getting real.
Let's welcome in Omus, man. What's going on, brother? How are you?
Brother, I'm good. Thank you.
I have to say, every time I read your name, I think Optimus Prime.
Everyone gets it wrong every single time. I've been Omus. Chester P called me the homeless one live on stage. Everyone's like,
Omus, the homeless.
The homeless one.
How do you pronounce it then?
Omus.
Oh, it is Omus.
But it's sumo backwards. There's nothing special about it.
Oh,
basically, I had to change my graffiti name and that was it.
Oh, you're not backwards. A sumo practitioner now, are you?
No. I just like the letters and I was lazy. Impressive. I couldn't change my name, so I like the letters, so I just turned it backwards.
Oh, nice. So you've been graphing for a long time then?
Not anymore, but yeah, when I was a kid, it was a massive part of my life. Everything, like, early days was breakdancing and then graffiti, like rapping never even come into it back then. It was
so
just
when did
graffiti.
You start that then?
Late, really late. I mean,
like, how long have you been rapping now? Would you say?
Since 17, yeah. Really, but like doing things, I'd put together my first mixtape at like 20 years old, so that would have been 2010. And then just been doing bits and pieces. And
nice,
I'm from the graveyard of hip-hop called Kent, so it's a bit fucking hard, you know what I mean?
You've got
to get the horse and cart out to London, if you know what I mean.
You know what I mean? Do the rag and bone man dance down there, mate, I tell you. Nice, man. So you got some. You said you got a project out now, right?
Yeah, it's called... new one coming out, don't get that.
Go on.
Desert Sands, it's produced
Are you
by
sure about that?
Yeah, Desert yeah. Sands. Okay. Yeah. Produced by Bamboo Hands, out on Sicker Records now.
I see. Nice.
I'm proud of it because it's like I worked on it. I've released things in between working on that, but it's like a 5-year project. I started it 5 years ago. It's not 5 years solid work, otherwise that's a bit lazy, you know what I mean? But
hey man, if the quality's there.
Bang, 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 yeah.
Five years solid work, you think it's lazy?
Well, no, it's done in bits. So, like, when the first few... And it's chronological order. So the first tracks when I was younger, and you can tell that. And then the later tracks, you can tell I've grown up.
Nice.
Yeah, that's why I called
wow.
it Desert Sand. It's like my journey through hip-hop from start to finish. That's, do you know what I mean?
Wow.
I'm definitely
that's
ill, man, because even just hearing the story, I'm like, that's so moving.
Oh, I'm a cutie, you
know. No, I like that concept. Yeah, like nice it being man. Chronological oh. and stuff.
Was that was the idea from the setting, or was it just
nah,
the time it took to get it done? You thought, all right, let me do
me
it.
Me
like
and
that.
Bamboo just started working, and then as time went on, I was getting all this thing like building up, and then I thought because it's so different, I wanted to scrap the early stuff. And he said, no, they're too good. Even though you got a squeaky little voice, they're too good. So I thought of that idea, and I thought, let's do it in chronological order, and then let's put all that to bed. Do you know what I mean? That part of everything what happened, put it on an album. There's a story. Bang, put it to bed and then on to the next thing, you know what I mean?
Cool.
Fucking hell, so I'm interested to hear that now, man.
It's on Omus One Bandcamp. You can check it out. There's a few tracks you can hear for free and whatnot. The Other Side video on YouTube. Yeah, there's bits and pieces. We're going to do some more videos for it as well.
Nice, but it's nice to hear an artist saying, like, they feel proud.
Oh, yeah, I'm proud of it, 100%. I'm proud of everything I do. It's the only thing I've stuck at.
You have to be, man. And the magic of it is throughout the album, we can hear your balls dropping. You can hear
that's the one.
To like, yeah, but brother, I will knock you out now.
That's
I'm interested in hearing this shit. So you're going to do a live performance for us now, yeah?
I'm going to do a live performance. This track's... this is produced by King Brackett from Sicker Records, and I'm just going to put a little track over the top of it.
Nice. Let's hear this, man. Shout out to Chris Sicker, Luke Sicker, all the crew, man.
Should we talk about graffiti instead? Hang on, I'll just do a little...
Hey, very enormous.
From British Rail to Apple Max. From British Rail to Apple Max.
Loving it.
My school exams, I graph the paper. Tagged up every desk, practice dubs to paint. Fuck your test, I'm out to snatch my rep. Scruffy looking, rocking inky fatigues. I clocked the bug from day one, I'm still feeling my knees. It's on. It's never long before these messy fingers start to itch. Flip my lid, grab my dick and put a tag up with my piss. Out of order, out of bounds, so you can be the judge. I'll be in your local spot, tagging where you love to coach. Sober or not, in the dead of night on covert ops. Cover my description, never clock to make a joke or close. Hold my spot while I disperse my words suitably. I don't pollute the scene, I outline it in blue and green. Walking in the lucid dream, following the scent of danger. My fucking second home is the tracks. I ain't a mural painting fassy and I'll leave it at that. So I'm love to all the graphers with that feature intact. I was raised by the viaduct, breathing up the vapours with an iron lung. Holding love for one until the sirens come. Always up to no good, we never planned it. The knuckleheads, junkies and bread and butter bandits. I never understood much, but settled in the madness. Late nights and grey skies, coded taught my language. Police at my mum's door, tell us when you find him. Piggies with them old hills, setting up a mountain. Over years, seeing roles getting switched up. Big fucks once, now a pit of my shit luck. While me and anime, we're building the skills up. Dash for a touch, snatch a cup if it's filled up. Getting up and track some British Rail to Apple Max. Getting up and track some British Rail to Apple Max. It's not a job, it's just a way to stop me going mad. Living in this rusty town. Listen, born alone, dying a pile of the body stacking. My hard luck's tougher than writers, Bobby bashing. From the highest to lows, I've been proper brassy. If I empty both my pockets, I'll probably drop a classic. I'm plotting to bomb these fast kiddies. Out of the water till land hits, challenging them withstand it. There's plenty space up in the sand pit for cheap. If you stick your head in now, you'll be ready for next week. I step on stage and ignite to be set free. Defining the wreck, slice of the sky in a jet stream. More enticed by the kite than wet dreams. All these plastic rappers flying as high as my stretch reach. I knock them out the air. It's King Kong up on his rooftop, screaming bloody murder with your boo locked. Blonde hair, boob job, swinging a rabat, flinging shoes off, taking what I came for, then I move off. Imagination like a wild terrain, potent like the white contain, clogging up my schnozzle just to spite my face. In a hostel lying wide awake, thinking that I'm back to where I started, sticking digits to a license plate. I'm falling apart at the seams, and it seems that this dream is a demon to me. Neglecting my real for these fictional scenes in my head where I'm fit and the picture are clean. I'm falling apart at the seams, and it seems that this dream is a demon to me. Neglecting my real for these fictional scenes in my head where I'm fit and the picture are clean. Yeah.
What's
a picture of clean?
Improvising at the hip hop show, man. What's the name of the album, man? Let them know.
Desert Sands, out now on Bandcamp, Sicker Records Bandcamp, Omus One Bandcamp. I've got Escape 57, the EP coming out soon. Big up Critical Troubadour. And all my Hellfire people.
This guy's smooth, innit? You see how smooth he is, innit, boy? Go on, boy.
Can I just clarify? People don't know what I mean when I say Hellfire. Hellfire is the name given to the districts of Folkestone and Dover. Because it was the most bombed part in Britain in the war. So it's called Hellfire Corner. So that's where we're from. That's what I do. So people are like, what's Hellfire? They're talking as if I'm some madman. No, it's what it's called. It's what it's called.
That. Representing
it,
you know Kent, I mean? To the
it's standard. I'm
well,
not even
man.
From Kent. I'm from Lancashire, innit? But rep where you live. So know where you're from, innit?
You're making her feel better as well, boy.
AM came
bring
to
some TCP.
Yeah.
We need some deep heat, bro.
No, because then what
a
did you say?
Grenade sign, man. Yeah, good.
Look, we're ready to start the movement right now, just the three of us. What did you say Kent is called? The dustbin of hip hop? No, what was it?
The graveyard of
graveyard,
hip-hop.
Sorry. Sorry. You know Christ, I love you all.
Hey, shout out to Papa well Love, man. We're worried about where Sarah's in. I mean, her family's like,
no, it's not that.
Not
there's a lot of people into it down there. It's just that the people in Kent are still very afraid of hip hop. Like, gigs get shut down. You can't call a gig a hip hop gig down still in my area because the police will just shut it down.
What? Who do they equate, like, you know, when they say a hip hop gig, is it, they're expecting it to be like some riot going on 50 Cent?
Yeah, honestly. it was like 2009 or something. Sway come down to a gig.
Sway.
And this they shut down. We went into the venue. He said he weren't coming out for some reason. I don't know. And then we come outside, and it was like it was a Millwall West Ham thing going on outside on Tonton Street. You know what I mean? There was bare meat wagons everywhere. Meat wagons. And it was all because they called it a hip-hop show. So they were waiting for trouble. And what happens when you anticipate trouble? Trouble will happen.
We gonna kick off!
Isn't that's it? Crazy, exactly. Man. Hip-hop ain't even just about that. And no, the only way people
And do you know the
know...
mad thing is? They'll put on bare drum and bass gigs, and like all the trouble...
People are drugged up and ready to open up.
Man. All the trouble happens there. I'm not saying nothing wrong with drum and bass, but it's more of a rowdy crowd than hip hop, in my opinion.
Yeah, I guess you know I know where you're getting to with that, and we'll leave that as there because it's quite obvious. Yeah, then, isn't it? If they're going to go and like
no,
that.
But to be honest, I've never actually seen crazy. A kickoff at a hip hop show.
I have. Yeah, I have plenty of times, but
I can't vouch for you there.
It's quickly sorted out. And generally, the bouncers won't stab them outside or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If I'm there, I'll definitely, you know, I'll help out in sorting it out because I don't want to see that when my people get together.
There's idiots everywhere and everything.
Yeah, you know what
I
mean? So you go out to enjoy yourselves. You don't go out to, like, wonder who else is there that might be on you and, like, right, what's my man looking? Why is he staring at me, though? Why is he bruv, why are you staring at him? The whole shit looks funny. Two dudes just staring at
just
each other.
Exchange
going, why
numbers,
are you staring at me?
Get on your
Maybe
grinder.
It's because
I think
I'm
they're there for the wrong
you.
Reason, really.
Yeah,
aren't
do you know
they,
what
like.
I mean? Like, it's so fucking stupid.
But to be honest, most people at the hip hop jam are just like, they're buzzed up on, you know, medicinal marijuana. They ain't on hardcore drugs and they ain't
hopefully,
got enough
hopefully,
budget to
hopefully
get
just on the
way
some
either.
Hardcore marijuana out there, but I'd put that out there. There's some crackers. haze out there. People
it's
act
true.
Mad.
It's
heroin-y.
True. I forgot about that. I did
you know
forget
I mean?
About that.
Let's, yeah, put
but
that
thank
out
you
there.
So much for coming to
yes,
join
man.
Us today.
That's
you're
cool.
going to chill for the rest of the
yeah,
show.
Yeah,
so
jump on open cool, mic in a bit.
Oh yeah, cool, Sam.
Right,
yeah,
cool,
and
cool,
what
cool,
are the
cool,
links
wicked,
that you want to share
one,
with
oops.
People? control yourself, Mice. Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, just go check out Sicker Records. We've got plenty of things going on at the moment, and more importantly, go check my shit out. Omus One, Facebook, Bandcamp, whatever you want. I've been doing this thing for a long time, obviously. Just check it out and see what you think.
And Omus is Sumo backwards. That's quite easy to remember right there.
Sumo One.
Bless, man. Wicked for coming through,
Wicked.
Bro.
Safe, cuz.
We'll see you again in a sec.
This is FUBAR Radio. We're just going to pay some bills and get back to some music. Keep it locked.
Yeah.
FUBAR Radio presents
Harriet Rose.
This is FUBAR Radio. I am joined by Mike Righteous right now.
In my freestyles, I mean, it's perceived as political, but what I try to do is connect through to the personal rather than the political. And the personal is the feeling of the effects that's caused by a corrupt politician or a corrupt policeman. And them feelings are feelings of sadness and anger and pain. So that's why it comes out how it does.
Every Thursday,
Harriet Rose,
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Yo, hold the bread. Snap pictures.
Starts between the lens before we cast a dream. From back in green, breaking boxes down to purchase villas. My girl went in her, saw my first before she birthed the mirror. A curb with sinners, lit commerce beneath the rubber zipper. Fed swerve, eclipse the bus, they wish the purse to kill us. Disturbed visions on my vicious art, with precision script the craft. Every pixel was a distant image parsed. From dipping class to chopping weight, shifting top of states. Some adopted case, clicking glocks while helicopters chase. We fostered hate, pocket blades scraped. Frost and haze, want my face to glisten with precision on the frosted chain. My loss became to study gods where the exalted ploy. Shots open, boys, feds washed like shoguns poised. We swiped and stolen droids, vivid like a Polaroid. Descriptive photos of a violent blind Polaroid.
Where do I go? This is the images we take, still a piece of our soul. She's pretty in the pictures, but inside she's hollow. Look inside and get your third eye lens in control, man. Where do I start? Where do I go? They say the images we take, still a piece of our soul. Dodging the police for the dough, in the belly of the beast that we roam. Got us losing control.
Yo, yo, a stargazer, a lost script and parse with paper, scarred like Vega. Dark liquor, guava chaser, macabre bracer. Fast and Saddam with geisha, part of the glacier. Master in the dark fantasia, my arms equator, filled with black paint, some dope and guts. Ice planets round my wrist beneath a woven cloth. The young dispose inside a spliff before they focus ruts. Evictions, opus, it's the sticky from ferocious plots. I paint spirits with pens, spill the ink and leave a print on your lens. Split the image with a cynic pretense. Stick your stay with a promiscuous friends. Polaroid picks my scripts with a pernicious offend. I could vividly blend a cold nexus for my penmanship. From these dirty steps where I developed all my negatives, seen through on the pale lens from the age of 10. Learn that pictures paint a thousand words when I scrape the pen.
Where do I start? Where do I go? They say the images we take, still a piece of our soul. She's pretty in the pictures, but inside she's hollow. Look inside and get your third eye lens in control. Where do I start? Where do I go? They say the images we take, still a piece of our soul. Dodging the police for the dough, in the belly of the beast that we roam. Got us losing control. Where do I start?
The so, microphone up, everybody. That last track was Melanin 9. It's called Polaroid featuring Carl Sage. It's produced by Walter Warm and Co Wide. And M9's releasing a new album in spring. And check out the video for that track as well. That's the first song taken from the album. I'm sure we're going to hook that up. This is Foo Bar Radio, the only place to be for hip hop every Monday, 4 till 6 p.m. with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mike Stiggy. And you know what? I've got a whole bunch of answers for my investigation, but I'm just going to run through some of them because I want to get the next guys in to talk about what they got to talk about. Shout out to James Cole. He said if he was going to go, you know, to that place where we might all end up going in Mars when the planet Earth blows up, you got one thing you can take with you guys. He said an infinite jukebox that contains all music. I'll delete the crap stuff later.
Don't worry, I'm taking my record collection, so it's cool. I'll take that, and then he doesn't need to worry. He can just bring some more mushrooms for us, and I'll hold down.
Yeah. Dave Pike said Tupac, All Eyes on Me, or Bob Marley, Legend.
Who need said that? Music, sorry, bro. Who said that?
Dave Pike. Shout out to Dave Pike.
Do
man.
Me and Dave Pike know each other? I'm not sure.
You might do. I mean, it sounds like you might want to know him for some reason. I don't even know why I said
not
that.
Not for
but
All
it just
Eyes on Me.
Like it, no,
not for All Eyes on Me.
Shout out to Gleam Mac. He said a tree.
Oh, see Gleam. Big up to Gosport Massive, you know.
I think on my level though, but like I said, take the mushrooms first and everything else will follow.
Falls into place. Everything becomes clear once you take the mushrooms.
Shout to Big Toast. He says, an atom bomb.
And then he says, my God.
For security.
No, I don't condone that at all. I am not with that at all. That's nonsense.
That's hilarious, man. But yo, I want to find out from these guys. If this was the point, right, this is it. We know we've got to evacuate planet Earth. What's the one thing you would take with you and why? We are joined by the prophecy.
Man,
introduce yourself, guys.
Personally,
first of all.
You have to go close to the microphone.
I'm Mixed Master Marley Marl, and personally, man, I'll take myself a praying mantis, you know, because the superior beings in the universe will then see the praying mantis and then give me, you know, a place with them because, you know, the praying mantis is the superior being, you know
that's
what I'm
interesting.
Saying?
Interesting.
Yeah. So that would be my thing.
Praying mantis, that's very interesting. You can learn some techniques as well, praying mantis
I mean, it's just a theory, dude, you know. I mean, you know, the mushrooms might have kicked in already, but...
Oh, by the way, did you bring my stash?
Later, mate.
So that's what you were doing on the joke? Sorry, yeah?
One thing, the prophecy, the rest of my crew.
That's crew love right there, right?
That's one of the loveliest moments in the history of hip hop right there. That was wonderful. Yeah.
And what would I bring? I don't know, man.
Get close to the microphone.
Verbala, come in.
I would. Fuck no, just bring a beat tape, innit, man?
Better make sure those beats are banging.
Well, if Ben's bringing the crew, man, I'll bring the beat tape. We can fucking.
So, yo, we're joined by the Prophecy, in case you don't know. Wow, so you got Tiskies, Dread Stripes, all this shit going on in here.
Everything.
Yeah. Things that I've never seen in my life.
It's like a beer festival.
Yeah, right.
And what's the deal? Have you got an album out now, or is it coming out? What?
For you. Well, we just released we just released Bosa Supernova like fucking about 2 months ago.
It was 2 months ago.
Something like that. But we got Invasion of the Mantis Man and Straight Bugging. Two others.
That's why the humans are back.
Yeah, you know, yeah. We can't harvest the humans in space.
Where are you guys from?
Yeah. We're from Cornwall, man.
Penzance.
Penzance.
Dirty Brown Town. The end of the line.
Tell you what, and you're good friends with my boy Biscuit.
Yes. Big up Biscuit.
A lot of people should know about Biscuit, man. He's a crazy ass hip hop flute player. Jazz flute player, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All of that.
That's man, beautiful. Do you guys surf?
No, never been in my life.
No, we're hip hop.
We're like the only people that don't surf, man.
A little bit.
I swim.
What's the most Cornwally thing you lot do? Do you reckon?
Eat pasties, mate.
Drink
pasties.
Yeah, so drink pasties. No, we eat that.
Pasties smoothies.
Pasties. I'm just saying, love. She's definitely ill, man. Hey, Adam, go get us some lavender.
Dettol.
Get some oysters.
Dettol.
Man, we need to, Dettol. We need to sort this the fuck out. Get some Ajax. Mix that shit. Anyway. So, guys, man, we're going to get you on an open mic, right?
Yeah, because you traveled a long way. So, you've come from Cornwall today, this morning.
6 o'clock. Nice. 6 o'clock this morning, we got on the coach.
Dedication.
Radio show. Hey, we really appreciate
man. We appreciate being here, man.
Wow.
So let's get this rolling. Yeah, so then,
without any further ado. So right now we got Prophecy here.
Rah.
Yeah. Verbala, Benny Tags.
Yeah.
And who else we got?
We got Burner J.
And of course we got Omus One is gonna join us on the
Omus One's after your job, man.
Look out.
Omus One is actually an old Prophecy affiliate, man. We met
at
We've seen him before, man. We know his tactics.
We bring family together. All right, let's hear family rock it on this then. Whose beat we got this time, Sarah?
So it's Vice Beats this week. Are you guys ready to rock?
Yeah.
This is the Foo Bar Radio open mic. Let's go.
That's right. Go in, guys. Go in.
Yeah.
That's that one. Uh-oh. Yeah. Free by radio, my beloved. Sarah Love with Mike Stiggy.
They got the Prophecy crew, Omus One.
Yeah.
Sick of records. Yeah.
You hear alright? Alright, who's kicking it off, man?
I'll kick it off.
Omus, kick it off, bruh.
Arm with a sharp tongue, analysing spots, kept to arm's length. Past care on my ass, parked in a park bench. Mind snared on a last spent in the past, still ignited by the reason my heart left for my last tense. Situated in shadow lands where the light vanished. Sly plans in a frying pan for that white magic, live or die, drift in these dry sands till time crashes. Signaling blind clans as they lie placid. Navigate through matter, juggling that same old platter, full of nothing or a struggle for that payroll. Love it as it takes hold. I tried stomaching the truth, but there was nothing but a hunger that persists. In the drink sunk, stunted in the mist. Not a cuddle and a kiss, keep on puckering your lips up. I saw the prophecy then follow till it switched up. Counting down the hours till the devil came and took control. Came and took control.
Hey,
until they took control. Yeah.
Omus One. Hey, you saying it off a prophecy.
Yeah. Pass me the cup and let me splash it with rum. The cannon blasting at your crew and then your galleon sunk. The damage is done on the planet filled with wankers and cunts, son. I'm asking why society like damn who the fudge. Monk, embrace the dark side like Anakin does. I want Princess Leia as a slave like Jabba the Hutt. Mashing it up, I get it banging from the back to the front. Grabbing my nuts, I ain't a gangster, but I'm gangster as fuck. Italian mafioso, my Italian blood. Benny Tags is the one. Mantis savage cannibal buck. Battling us, you must be dafted and punk. Feel it in your stomach like a jagged dagger getting stabbed in your gut. I'm word to burner, back the fuck up on the back of the bus. Yo, we didn't learn shit in school but how to sell drugs. Panic and run like volcanic eruptions are going off. The squad are in the town, we come to smash it to dust.
Hey, pretty wanna pick it with Marley. I got you giving up your number like with Cindy United. You're proper rock loft, I was stuck, I go and die. Fuck your life, what's the time? Sing another lullaby. Nah, baby, just stop. Bugging like I'm Tito, keep low. Mama must have got me from the freak show. Boogie Brown, that's where I get down. If you see me
be around and hit you with some moves and I'm out, kablow. Steady rocking while you're peddling for petty profit. Stepping like you're spending like Benny, but you ain't getting nothing. Shed the confidence, get to leaving and bounce. I creep through the clouds and then I disappear on the now.
Honey, suckle your bitch tip. These kids cannot get with that ill-witted son. Never get that roll to the mantis pit. I switch figures and blind with this vision. Behold the rhyme twist and watch my eyes cause I split them. Buried alive, reach for the sky for high wisdom. A pen and a pad is what always falls as my victim. In the moonlight, my eyes shine and they glisten. The walk inside, but rising your best to straight. Listen in the mix with the maddest to cruise. Prophecy in hell and exhale as we choke on the fumes. Toxic gases fill our lungs, and when we spit, it's always iller than you. Who be the crew? I told you once before, don't get it confused.
For too long, I've been battling myself. No rules of war, help me stick the dagger in a gel. Ravaging myself till the red turns to green. With that zombie type swagger, my stench surfs the breeze. Meds work a dream, forget nerves. I'm lean, collector, and a thief. Descend earth with deep. Getting lifted till I'm sinking into self-destruct. Please come and go see me twisted until my health is broke. On this long road, a quick step in worn creps. Looking for a dealer that'll tick me more and talk less. Fuck your swelling ego, laying me on leads to more stress. It's all bless. I rock a hood and trackies as my wardress. From the tinnies that I spill around, bombing when I'm high, only step back when I hit the ground. No easel standing, I'm all over when I hit your town. Scaly looking creature, eyes vacant with a spliff in hand. What a picture stand distant in a cradle grip. Played by a delusion, me I ride the waves and break the rift. Give or take a couple wages, I'ma take the trip. Make my way to later with a shaman and some crazy bitch.
Through by radio, open mic,
big up roll, big up all the listeners. Yeah,
what you saying, bro?
Yeah. So suckers stand back, I got rappers hiding like I'm Frank. Cause it's deadly and infectious, it's like it's the anthrax disease. All flee from grim, the very sinister. Lord Benny, ruler of the Doom Peninsula. Sinking your ship, the clicks quick to blast. Cannonballs can't handle us, the crew are animals, the savage you. Travel on the quest, down to our last can of soup. That's enough to turn hungry men to mad cannibals. Devour fools cause they can't stand the truth. That this shit right here is something Mr. Tags has to do. And all the women thinking damn he's cute. So bitches bend over backwards for Benny till they back snapped in two. Ooh man, you ain't been standing the funk, it's mathematics. Disastrous, you ran out of luck, fuck. And listen here, cause I ain't asking for much. Just get the fuck out of here with that whack shit, Babylon.
Yeah. Sticky fingers all up in the jam. The prophecy clan, you're bugging cause you're not in the gang. Stuck in the sand, yes I am. Like you, no I don't. Light the fuse, overdose, my computer overload. Holy smokes, must be smoking something spiritual. Only hope it's minimal, if only God would pity you. Silly fool, silly ass, humans are often blind. Lost in time, the future is prophesied. Not surprised that you're sorry, lack of understanding. Just enough for soccer, sent to suffer with the sunken masses. What's the chances of that then, jacket? You might seem happy, but no misery fades, baby. I miss you like a kick in the face. Memory lane, I guess I'll take a piss on the way. Isn't it strange how this twisted mystery plays? Convinced that I'm sane as long as I can sing in the rain.
I spin your mind like a cyclone or twister. Handle heavy, heavy handle, you can add your fucking with the wrister. Twist the Rizzler, funkadelic skunk, I'm blazing sun till I'm walking round like a zombie duck. What the fuck, y'all? Pass another bottle down. Fuck, fuck, but I'm a head can leave the pillow now. Where's my teeth? Left them in my glass of rum on my bedside table. Where I keep my lighter. Kick through cans and empty bottles on my bedroom floor. Chomping down on last week's pizza 41 in raw. Feed the monster that lives under my bed. My mates say I'm going crazy, tell me he's not there. Been running with the wool shape, shifting my human form. Barking madman, pissing on my next to neighbor's lawn. Loot his cabbage patch, dispatch the master plan. Nah, shit, wait, I'm being followed by a mantis man.
Arse up and hands down, stand proud. Shake up the drips and dip at the last round. Start a famine, start rouse, make up and break up, romping and scuffing until we pass out. It's all fun till someone loses their mind. Bitter taste, silver freshness, we stewing inside. Fuck the rules, punch a wall. Know we in it for the long haul. Still we're loving like it's nothing at all. Throwing fucks like the L bomb, whistling that same song. Rap another L, get your stale on this boredom. Staring at a next chick, thinking I'm a boredom. On course when the pause is appalling. Scoring abortion, it's all good except when the sun's up. Regret and the thumbs up, we separate and undone. Before teething, we can dive in at the deepest point. Full speed from breathing, only lies, never see the point. I'm sorry, but I only trust a bitch. As far as I can chuck her off a bridge. Yeah, we can fuck with louder kids, kids. Cause I ain't done nothing. Yeah.
Never rule up, keep it calm, bro. Keep a pipe in the lower pocket of my cargoes. With the homegrown bozos. Flows don't sound dope to me. Oh no, I don't agree with what they say you're supposed to be. All I see is a silly human. Still the flesh has a taste that make my mouth salivate. And it's the kids that got this shit to bring a rapper's fate. To captivate, dropping heavy like what an anchor weighs. Transylvanian vampires, now the damned awake. It's the impaler and I make these rappers abdicate. And things changing, so I adapt and calibrate. And keep my words traveling on tracks like the graph on trains.
No exaggeration, I'm ill, check the medical. Grim and terrible, yes, your ends eventual. Shine like emerald stars, I got several million. Comparing to my skills, you're detestable. Mm.
Yeah.
Nice, why? Right.
So you can lick on my testicle. Yes, good boy. Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, rhythms. Hear this.
Shout out to Vice Beast, boy. I know. What you lot saying? Yeah, you feeling that, right?
Bro, that's so rude, man.
Hey, man. What else you got for this?
Yeah. Let's go. Marley the math. I keep the body parts in the back. It's funny. These silly groupies think they're part of the clan. But honey, you're only part of one. Strictly humans in the carbonara. Mixing up the juices like I'm starving mama. Who out the father? Mother mantis tell me different. Spread the wisdom. Foot off in your television. Just another premonition from a deadly prophesizer. You're none the wiser. Jakey Flake the funk provider. With all the supermodels. Your flat be looking like the new. I spin some wax and let the moves unbuckle. I got the whip in action. Wizard fingers like a Mr. Magic. Bitch gets around like a spinning planet. Round and round and round again. Round a bend. Fighting devils like a Malcolm X. So watch it. What's popping, hon? If nothing is new, you must be confused. You never seen a bug in the new.
He's got that brain magic style, innit? I see what's going on there, man.
What am I gonna do?
What you saying? Yeah. Hit us up with one more, man.
Yeah. Hey yo, low lights and scumbags, it's time to gather round. So roll another joint and just bounce to the sound. Profound with the rap, with a slice in my tongue. So I'm testing out the air before I open my lungs. Now it's double toil and trouble. Feel the fire burn and watch my culture bubble as I'm stirring the brew. I rap the prophecy,
you know the prophecy crew.
My rap's heavy like 20 stone. Sat on the beat, squished the G flat. Pop my eardrums and blew my nose. Psychotic gnome fishing in your pond with dynamite. To excite myself, slap the crystal off the kryptonite. I'm super high, skating Everest on the uni side. Hopping off the night, cloud to the ground, the pants and white sound to purge the prophecy. What we're controlling through
your mind now.
Smashing down the walls, busting out the house of pain. Yo, I'm tearing off the straitjacket, insanity on my brain.
Brain. That's what you call an open mic right there, boy.
That was a little step into some Cornwall hip hop lifestyle.
Hey, man. Shout out to Omus. You know what I mean? Omus one in the building.
Don't forget Kent now. Come on.
And the graveyard shit. The dustbin.
It's all down south. Hey, MCs, if you want to get on here just like the Prophecy and Omus One, hit us up hiphop@foobarradio.com. Just send some links to some tunes, whether it be YouTube or SoundCloud. Beat makers, if you want to get a beat on the open mic just like Vice did, make sure you hit us up hiphop@foobarradio.com with the subject saying open mic beat. That's it. Yeah, we see you soon, mother lovers.
Thank you so much for coming.
That was beautiful, guys.
Thank you, man.
That was beautiful, boy.
What are any links that you want to share? Quick,
yeah,
go.
Yeah, tell them.
Well, we ain't really got many links like that, to be honest. Okay, but yo, on Facebook, Prophet Crew, that prophecy, that's Prophet Crew, THA prophecy. Okay. And we got a load of links on there to other shit. Yeah,
and we got your back here on Fubar Radio.
Straight bugging.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming through. Thanks, DJ Rastaroot, who was talking to Yeti, Omus One, The Prophecy.
Shout out to AM. Shout out to the Chop Shop.
Doesn't want to be called AM anymore, Chop Shop. Make sure you download any of the shows that you miss here on Fubar. That's fubarradio.com/hiphop is the place to go. Next week, Monday, 4 p.m., join us because we're going to be talking to Cynical and Trademark as well. And up next, right here, you've got Payne and Sylvester. They're going to be taking care of you. And thank you, Mice, for helping me feel better today.
Hey, Adam, go get some kangaroo urine. We need some koala sweat. Exciting, man, to get rid of this shit because she sounded like Chewbacca with a headache, man. I don't know about Nelson Mandela.
I'm the love child of Chewbacca and Kermit the Frog right now. Yeah. But join us next week, Monday, 4 p.m. That's when hip hop takes over the airwaves. But before we go, we have to send a very special happy birthday to my wonderful sister Karen. I love you so much. Happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
just how much we love you, and I'm sure you would agree. What could fit more perfectly than to have a world party on the day you came to be? Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.